that's the thing. People forget often that the reason why a young person has got a knife on them or something is to protect themselves, they believe. Ken Hines, thank you so much for speaking to us. He's been a Stop and Search campaigner for many years. Thanks for talking an awful lot of sense on that. Thank you for that. Actually, Mr. John Holmes is finishing a pre-record, so I don't have a chance to hand over with him. So he will be with you in just a couple of moments after an update on the news here at Talk Radio to take over from 1 till 4. Do stay tuned. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, hopefully without the post-Christmas party hangover that I've got today. We struggled on through, but I have to say I've had a wonderful day talking to very sad circumstances with the death of Keith Chegwin, but two of my the faces and the voices from my childhood, Mike Reed and Noel Evans. So thank you very much to them for joining us, paying tribute to old Cheggers there, who died sadly yesterday at the age of 60. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow. Wait for John Holmes coming up after the news next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Merry Christmas, Sarah.
You got me some shoes. No, it's a coat. Cashmere scarf. A laptop. Oh, some perfume.
The One For All gift card from the post office can be any of these things. With over 50,000 retail outlets to choose from, it's the ideal gift for that impossible-to-buy-for friend.
It's not a TV, is it?
Pick one up in branch or online at postoffice.co.uk. The One For All gift card is issued by GVS Prepaid Limited. GVS Prepaid Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Oh, nice paper. Snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Claire with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, freezing conditions that damage Eurotunnel, vouchers offered to encourage breastfeeding, and have we found alien life?
Talk Radio.
Well, the freezing weather has damaged Eurotunnel's power supply, with customers warned of delays of up to 6 hours. Drivers are also being urged to be wary of icy conditions on the roads after the coldest night of the year so far. Inflation rose to 3.1% in November, its highest in nearly 6 years. Well, the Governor of the Bank of England will now have to write to the Chancellor to explain how the bank intends to bring it back to its 2% target. It suggested offering new mums financial incentives could significantly increase low breastfeeding rates. That's according to public health officials who carried out a trial in parts of Derbyshire and South Yorkshire. While shopping vouchers were offered to mothers who gave their babies breast milk, leading to a 6% increase in take-up rates. But specialist Claire Byam-Cook told Talk Radio the statistics tell a different story.
It says here that of the women who were offered vouchers, 38% were still breastfeeding, and they're making out this is a great thing, whereas I would say only 38% are still breastfeeding, even though they're being paid to do it. Why are the others stopping?
Astronomers are to scan a huge cigar-shaped interstellar object for signs of alien life. Well, researchers involved in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence are looking into claims it could be some kind of artefact. And tributes are continuing to be paid to TV presenter Keith Chegwin, with Noel Edmonds telling Talk Radio he was a true legend. The news broke yesterday that Cheggers had died aged 60 following a long illness. Well, Noel worked with him on Multicoloured Swap Shop and says he was everyone's friend.
But he achieved something that is very, very difficult, and that's to become a friend of the viewer. It's a chosen few, and I don't think you can learn it. I think it's God's gift, who actually become friends of the listeners and the viewers, actually feel they've lost a friend. And he made live teller.
He made live teller.
Made live teller.
He made live teller.
Should we do the weather?
If you like, do the weh.
Do the weh.
Do the weh.
And
hang on. Wait, Claire, you've got a weather jingle. you not know about the weather jingle?
No, I do. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, here he comes. Talk Radio National Weather. There, you get your own jingle for the weather.
It's going to stay cold and bright for many this afternoon, turning cloudier and windier in the west with rain and hill snow.
hill snow
arriving later.
Give me...
How many hills are there that you know of? Hang on, today's high, 8 degrees.
Jimmy
Hill.
the hills.
Damon Hill. Graham Hill.
Benny Hill.
I'm just doing motor.
Oh, you're doing motor racing. I'm doing the others.
I went for a father and son, though. That was it.
All right. By the way, give me your three top headlines there that you opened the news with, in order that they were.
Freezing conditions damage Eurotunnel.
Yep.
Vouchers offered to encourage breastfeeding.
Yep.
And have we found alien life?
Right. I'm guessing that if we had, that would be the top story. The very note that A, you asked that question in the news. And also, have we found alien life?
Have we?
The answer to that, to everyone listening just went, no.
Absolutely.
I mean, literally not. Well, because you would have led with it.
You don't know. They are investigating at the moment. It's a cigar-shaped spaceship.
I mean, it's a rock.
It could be Independence Day. It's a rock. It might be.
I mean, it's a rock. We are going to be covering this in detail after 2 o'clock, by the way.
Oh, lovely.
We've got someone from space.
In space?
I don't know where they are. Someone from space or NASA or something. He's going to be talking to us about your alien rock.
Okay.
You've claimed ownership now. you've teased us in with a lie. What you've done there. You've gone, have we found alien life? No. But I like that you led us in. It kept us listening, didn't it?
I know. Well, find out later if we have.
Yeah.
What a tease.
After 2 o'clock. If alien life is discovered and we break that news, I'm going to be a happy person today. How are you, Claire Cottingham?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? You're looking lovely today.
Is that sarcasm?
What's that smell?
Yeah, so what's happened here, right? And I'm going to drag Cornelius into this as well because he's worse than I am.
Oh, Cornelius.
There was a, let's call it a work event.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
The Christmas party.
Yeah. And I don't feel very well.
Oh, dear.
And Cornelius...
I can't describe how I feel because it's not broadcastable.
I mean...
Oh, you've got a nice colour of white, though, isn't it? That's
it's
a nice
interesting,
shade.
Isn't it? Yeah. Chloe's not well either.
Oh, dear.
Katie's fine because she didn't go.
So... Becky over here.
We all hate Katie.
I also didn't go.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't invited. Favorite. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I tried to get in. They kept saying, get out
of the place.
You don't work here.
I've made a terrible error. And so
I regret life choices.
I mean, I do. Who's got the sport?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's I don't know with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. He told Jurgen Klopp to stop moaning about Everton's penalty in the Merseyside derby, but Blues boss Sam Allardyce has defended his opposite number this afternoon.
As a manager, I have every respect for Jurgen. We all can be on the edge sometimes when the right question from you lads triggers us.
The Liverpool manager apologised for the way he responded to questions after the draw on Sunday. Jack Wilshere could be set for a return to the Arsenal starting 11 tomorrow. Aaron Ramsey and Jordan Mustafi will miss the clash with West Ham through injury. And Alistair Cook will become the first man to play 150 tests for England this week. But as he prepares to turn 33, the batsman says he hasn't made any plans to retire.
I was taught a lesson in 2014 with that World Cup where in the morning I was expecting to lead England to the World Cup, and in the afternoon I got a phone call saying they didn't want me to do it. So you live on the edge on professional cricket.
The third and potentially deciding Ashes test starts on Thursday. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Alex Dibble. Dibble. You alright, Con? You alright there? Not well, are you?
I can't believe they let me on air.
No, I'm fairly amazed that they did as well. Anyway, I've only got 3 hours to fill with this, so that's going to be fine. News-led You all right?
Yeah.
News-led... Don't be sick. If you're going to be sick in the bin.
I'm not going to be sick.
News... Again.
Yeah.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Right. Program. Talk
Radio. Imagine if all the presents you gave could give you a summer holiday. Or if taking everyone to the Panto could take you on the perfect getaway. Or if that turkey with all the trimmings could fly you off to a winter wonderland. With the British Airways American Express credit card, your purchases will earn you Avios that could really take you places. Search BA Amex to find out more. Representative 22.9% APR variable. Applicants must be 18 years old or over, and approval is subject to status. Conditions and exclusions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Sorry, can I... What, hang on. Normally what happens at this bit of the programme, as listeners will know, is that there's a sort of a roundup of what happened previously on the John Holmes Show, that's me, like yesterday, all edited up and stuff to make a sort of audio montage. And I can't help but notice that there was no audio on that music. I'm just pointing that out. I don't think I'm the only one to have spotted it.
Mm.
And it's your job to make that.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk, no.
All right. Were you too hungover to make that?
Yes. There'll be lots of those surprises today.
This is going to be...
I don't know what's happening.
I mean, this is a national radio show with a level of quality some people have come to... I mean, tolerate, if nothing else. And all we've got is a giggling, hungover producer who hasn't made any of the things. Oh, God. All right. Here we go.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
bomb. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Yeah.
With no power.
Whatever.
Comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So welcome along. Hello. Good afternoon to you. It is a Tuesday one. It is a Tuesday programme. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And here we are, like Oscar Pistorius in his South African jail, having a fight in the news today. Obviously, Oscar Pistorius, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, just got his sentence doubled, didn't he? Went back to jail. And the news today is that he's had a fight. Except where his fight was with a fellow prisoner over the use of a phone. Ours is kind of with the Tuesday afternoon, if I'm honest. Very much feels like a fight for the people involved around here. So full disclosure, really. Everybody is hungover to F. And Jeff. Hungover to F and Jeff. That's where they are. And no one's well. Right, who the hell has a work Christmas party on a Monday?
I know.
As well. What stupid idea was that?
I woke up thinking it was the weekend.
Yes.
And then came in eventually.
Yeah.
And then the worst thing about it is we got to come into work tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that.
I know.
It's the very worst.
Who would have? I mean, that is cheap. That is a cheapskate move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having a work party on a Monday? On a Monday?
I'm sure they could have booked that church hall on a Friday.
It was probably...
It can't be that busy.
The scouts have it on a Friday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But a Monday night, I mean, you might as well just stand up as the boss and just go, you know what? I don't care about you a lot. I don't care. I'm going to throw you a sop to an idea of that I care by having a party, but I'm going to put it on a Monday, which is the day that no one wants a party on. And the only reason there's a party on a Monday is, as we all know, is because venues are much cheaper, because nobody wants them with good reason, because it's a Monday. If you work in a place that has a party on a Monday, a Christmas party on a Monday, leave. I mean, that's what we're all doing. I mean, it's a ridiculous notion. Honestly. I tell you what, speaking of illness, though, have you seen this news today? Peppa Pig. You're probably not aware of Peppa Pig.
Of course I know.
Oh, yeah, you probably still watch it because you're only five.
No.
All right. Peppa Pig, right, TV programme about little Peppa Pig. Right?
Little Pig.
Yeah. So in the news today, a doctor has warned that a lot of her time is taken up dealing with ailments that are on Peppa Pig. Right, and she says it's wasting NHS time. People, because they've watched it on Peppa Pig, children come along with coughs and colds that aren't real illnesses. So she said in the news, Peppa Pig has basically made the NHS worse. That's what she said today. So she says children are presenting with things they've seen on pig programme. So presumably swine dysentery, bovine encephalopathy, enzootic porcine pneumonia, that kind of thing. Oh, doctor, what's wrong, Pepper? Ian Lee's eating my vagina on a celebrity game. I'm worried I might have caught some. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Are you right?
Why are you in here?
Are you dragging us off air yet?
You're right, Chloe.
No.
Anyway, should we find out who's working on the programme?
What's on the show today, John?
Oh, yeah,
first,
I'll do that.
Please. Here you are.
Okay, here's what's on the way. Headline Hijack, you get to make up a news story. You get to shove it on air. Claire is bringing us the news today. Would you like to put a news story in her mouth? Be my guest. 87222.
Start your message with a word
tall. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
He's trying too hard now. So we'll take your headline hijacks. The lines are open for you to get a story into the news at 2 o'clock. Diversity paper review. Today, Samir is doing it. He is brown. And that is his diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in the whole world. We will be talking space aliens. We will be talking dodgy senator. Have you seen this? Roy Moore. Have you seen Roy Moore in Alabama? I mean, this is... I mean, wow. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Roy Moore. He's the Alabama... wants to run for Congress. He's...
I think America needs Roy less.
America needs to take a step back and look at itself. I think it's There's a big debate at three. There's work experience punditry today. It comes from our work experience.
Alex.
Okay. Cornelius is well
took
on the board
me a while,
today.
Yeah.
Our work experience reviewing new music for you today. There's a game of band or...
Band or, is it?
Yeah. Band or Eskimo word for snow. We'll be playing on the show later. I promised you yesterday.
Inuit.
Inuit. Eskimo word for snow or Norwegian black metal
Inuit.
Band. Inuit. We were going to play it yesterday, but then Keith Chegwin died, and that took up all the time. It's not funny. Don't laugh.
I wasn't laughing at
dear,
that.
Oh, dear. There's the news in haiku. We'll take all your reactions. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with a word
tool. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And by the way, later on the show, you recorded us while drunk, didn't you, last night?
I did.
Right, so later on the show, whatever that was. I think. It's all to come, you know. Welcome along! I think Julia's show sounded like this. Well, let's try and get through it together, shall we? It's a Tuesday afternoon. Who the hell has a Christmas party on a Monday? What idiot? What sort of cheap idiot does that? Let us start with some music to get us into... Oh, Chloe's on the show, by the way. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. Oh dear. You're not feeling well either, are you?
No.
No. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
You're fine, aren't you?
Yes.
She can get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Literally hate you.
Yeah. Cornelius.
Hello.
Claire's on the news.
Oh, should I find out what day it is?
What? Yes. I mean, we could have made this slicker, if I'm honest.
What? Oh.
What day
Chloe
is it?
Just said it's the 12th day of Christmas, which it isn't.
No.
It's, what one do you want?
I don't care.
It's the Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts, John.
Well,
what is that?
Well, how apt. How does it link to today's big story? When you woke up this morning, everything was gone by half past in your head. Well, I mean, there's an obvious link, isn't there? When you woke up this morning.
The miracle of this morning, that the fact I woke up.
In a pool of your own vomit.
I did not.
A pool of someone else's vomit.
No, I woke up in my own lonely bed.
Right. So I play that, though, woke up this morning, for you, mainly, because you're in a bad way today, aren't you?
Oh. It's Rich.
No, John, you don't even know my name. Well, it's Alabama 3, and why would I be playing that? I'm not even going to bother with you. All right. So, Roy Moore. In the Alabama Senate race. He is an American politician. He has been accused of all manner of sex shenanigans, which appears to be de rigueur now in the United States, and indeed here, if you're a politician. He's been accused of all sorts of terrible things, but he's still running, and he's still getting the votes. He is outstripping his opponent, a Democrat, by quite some margin. Last night, he held a rally in Birmingham, Alabama. Notable for not so much talking to the people about what Alabama might want, but also, but mainly as a sort of, the whole thing was done as a character reference for this Republican. It was kind of weird. His wife spoke about it. He spoke about it, and it was all about what, you know, not quite hitting head on what he's accused of, but certainly skirting around it. He's also accused of anti-Semitism. There's a lot to pick through with this, and it's a kind of a weird microcosm of how American politics has gone. Anyway, we're going to be talking about it on the show next on Talk Radio, if we can get through it, in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
This Christmas, the classic Bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Takes the Test by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Back in the day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bath. Shorts were short, and there wasn't a man bun or Alice band in sight. But then again, back in the day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So, whenever you bet, Betfred. Selected bets, new customers only, 18 plus, T's and C's apply. Please bet responsibly, begambleaware.org. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Ain't nobody loves me better than you.
Our expert TUI team is on hand to look after every little detail of your holiday. From planning your dream trip to helping you make the most of your time away. At TUI, we cross the T's, dot the I's and put you in the middle. Go online, download our app or visit your local TUI store. TUI. Discover your smile.
Loves me better than you.
At all protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Specs wood screw tray pack and screw case for just $29.99, or tubes of EvaStick grip fill adhesive for only $1.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It was a dark and stormy night. In a futuristic laboratory, a crazy professor created the McDonald's beef burger. With a maniacal laugh, he mixed luminous frogs from tap-dancing cows, bred in anti-gravitational fields. He then added a little powdered sock for flavour and shaped them with his robotic knee. The end.
Well, it's not quite the end, because despite the rumours, McDonald's burgers are 100% beef. No fairies, and certainly no tails. And if you'd like one, they're served after 10:30 a.m.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Worcestershire on the M5, it's queuing southbound between Junction 3 for Birmingham and Junction 4 for Bromsgrove because of an accident and a fuel spillage. On the M42 in Warwickshire, it's queuing northbound between Junction 3 for Portway and 3A for the M40 because of an accident and the inside lane is closed. And in West Yorkshire on the M62 westbound, it's queuing between Junction 23 for Huddersfield and 22 for Rishworth Moor because of an accident. In Kent on the ferries, P&O have delays of up to 2.5 hours between Dover and Calais because of weather conditions. I'm Katie Tyler.
Alan can hardly contain his excitement. Could it be the free prize with every purchase at the Carphone Warehouse £10 million giveaway? £100,000 cash, Mini Coopers, and loads of other prizes. So, buy the latest Google Pixel 2 from just $37.99 a month with 15 gig of data, and you get a free Google Home Mini, as well as a prize. At Carphone Warehouse, we compare, you save.
Contract applies.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So let's talk about today's big story. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Tuesday afternoon, welcome along. So Roy Moore then. Now, he's the Alabama Senate candidate. He's come under fire for alleged sexual misconduct with teenage girls. He stands accused of that at a rally in Birmingham. Birmingham in Alabama. Last night, more of a character defence led by his wife. He's a darling of the alt-right. She had to come out last night and say that he wasn't anti-Semitic, which is another accusation against him. But in this day and age, in an age post-Weinstein even, you know, this whole political landscape has changed. Voters still appear to be overlooking all of these allegations against him. Now, of course, they're allegations, they're not proof, but that's, you know, kind of not how the world works anymore, as we know. Michael Graham, he's a US political commentator, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Michael.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. So, look, tell us about, because until this story broke, you know, Roy Moore was just, to us Brits, just another name in a long list of candidates in American politics of no note whatsoever. It doesn't affect us, etc. But suddenly, he's front and center of the news. Tell us why.
Well, because after 20 years of being this kind of counter-cultural, oddball, fringy guy who lost his job twice as the head of the Alabama courts for ignoring the law and refusing to follow the law, once regarding the a statue of the Ten Commandments and once regarding same-sex marriage, he ran for Senate this year in the era of Trump. And I would argue that he was Trump before Trump was Trump. I mean, he was out there just letting it fly. You know, we got to do something about them gays. And, you know, I don't know that we need the Constitution part about ending slavery. And he was just kind of shooting from the hip. In fact, when I say shoot from the hip, by the way, he literally showed up at a campaign rally a couple months ago with a pistol and waved it to the crowd. Because Lord knows, given the mental state of our average politician, I want them armed in front of a crowd of people whenever possible. I will say this, though. The worst, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. He is a disaster. He's horrible. He hurts the whole brand.
Yeah.
But the best thing about having me in the media is this story that broke about a month ago, that back in the early 80s, when he was in his 30s, 30-year-old-ish guy,
yeah,
he was cruising the local middle school and shopping malls for teen girls to find romance with.
Yeah.
And one of the allegations involves force, and it's really disturbing. The other allegations just involve creepiness. I mean, he acknowledges that he was 30-something and he was dating 15- and 16-year-old girls. I'm like, dude, what is the problem, man? I mean, maybe it's hard for him to find a woman he can impress. I don't know.
We hear all this about him, and you're absolutely right. You're nailing it as to kind of all these things about him. And it's like, where to start, isn't it, with people like this? Mm-hmm. And this whole quote, though, and you mentioned it there, is the last time America was great was during slavery. I mean, that's bold.
And I'm from the South. I grew up in South Carolina. I spent my formative years running from large, hairy people named Bubba, many of them women, by the way. But that quote, I got to defend. And that quote is out of context because he didn't say America was great with slavery. What he said was that when families were stronger, even though you had other bad things going on like segregation, et cetera, that it was better for America. And so, I mean, on the one hand, it's easy to caricature him as to the extreme. And then his defenders say, well, wait a minute, you got that wrong. He's not that bad. In fact, if you just stick with the bad stuff, for example, he doesn't believe that Muslims should be able to hold public office in the United States. Well, for 220 years, we rejected you Brits and your awful religion test for public service. We got rid of that back in the day when we kicked your asses. You remember that? 1776.
I remember, yeah.
And he also says that that gay people should have limited rights as citizens. Set aside, you know, the definition of marriage. That's he just thinks that in general, like when it comes to being a citizen. So he's I can't even say he's a fringe because he's so far out. I don't know what he's a fringe of, and yet he is likely to be elected
exactly
to the U.S. Senate
and
today.
It's becoming the new mainstream, isn't it? And you said he was Trump before Trump, and that's a fair assessment. But it's indicative, isn't it, of the way that politics seem to be going. It's all to do, I think, and it's like Brexit over here. It's the same thing. It's like people were sick of being told what to do by the liberal left and told that they couldn't say certain things and couldn't think certain things. So the more extreme you have these views on the other side and push that away, actually what you do then is you start rallying, no pun intended, a sort of a vote, really, because people just don't want to be told what to do anymore.
And also this notion that the people who have been judging you for so long and saying, oh, you're a terrible person. How dare you not support open borders? You must be a racist. Well, what about my legitimate? I don't want to hear your legitimate argument. Screw you. You're just bad.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't inspire debate. And so there's a group of Americans, voters, who have simply decided, look, if you're not going to debate us, if you're not going to discuss it, well, then screw you. We're just going to find the biggest political hand grenade we can,
throw
it in the window, blow everything up because we can't get a hearing anyway. And so I blame two groups groups of people for the idiocy of Roy Moore. One is the establishment media, who really have marginalized legitimate conversations in America, much as the conversation about migration in Europe has been marginalized. Yeah. I mean, there's a real conversation about how what a small percentage of the migrants were actually from Syria, were actually fleeing violence, you know, how it turned into something else. So you try to have that conversation, you get denounced as a xenophobe, blah, blah, blah. Then the other side I blame are politicians who want to represent the right, who should have been confronting with legitimate arguments these issues, but instead were so afraid of being called racist themselves that they wouldn't defend serious arguments being made by well-meaning people. And so between the two, what you have left are, you know, Donald Trump's and Roy Moore's.
And Brexit, essentially.
And Nigel Farage and that whole
thing. Yeah, exactly. Listen, Michael, really good to have you on. Thank you for talking to us. Michael Graham there. I like Michael Graham.
He's good.
Very good. US political commentator talking us through this whole Roy Moore thing. And it's becoming more mainstream. That kind of thinking, and he's right, you know, the more that the left pushes against debate and tries to shut it down in this day and age, it's all this no platforming, it's all this kind of you can't have that thought because that makes you wrong and a racist. And he's right, and the downside, if you like, of that is, of course, people then chuck in these political hand grenades, and that's what we end up with. There's got to be a happy middle. There isn't. That's what happens. Anyway, so if you've got a thought, not you, Cornelius, you don't look well. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word racist.
03444991000. If you do that, it would just go to LBC. So, diversity paper review on the way. Along with Talk Radio. And at just after 1:30, here's Claire with the latest news.
The wintry weather is causing another day of disruption across parts of the UK's transport network. Freezing conditions have damaged Eurotunnel's power supply, leading to six-hour delays. Hundreds of schools remain closed, and the AA has been called out to 1,000 breakdowns an hour. Well, Dave Troop from the Environment Agency says possible flooding is the next worry.
What we don't want is all this snow right across the catchment, because remember, there are miles and miles of this. What we don't want is that all that to go into our rivers straight away, and it looks like it's going to be a steady thaw now. Next 24 hours at least, probably 36 hours, and even some of the stuff over the Welsh mountains probably isn't going to melt until after the weekend.
An increase in airfares and the price of computer games have helped push inflation to a six-year high. The Consumer Prices Index hit 3.1% in November, higher than expected and up from 3% the previous month. Survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire have delivered a petition to Theresa May. They want an independent panel to sit alongside Judge Sir Martin Moore-Bick, who is overseeing the public inquiry into the tragedy. Astronomers are to scan a huge cigar-shaped interstellar object for signs of alien life. Well, it's the first discovered in the solar system that appears to have originated from another part of the galaxy. Andy Lowndes from the UK Planetary Society told Talk Radio it's not actually aliens, but it is something special.
This is the first time we've actually observed an object flying through our solar system which doesn't originate in the solar system. And many of the comets are in an area called the Oort cloud, which surrounds our solar system. But this object seems to be a bit of debris which has been blasted out of its own solar system somewhere else in the galaxy and has drifted through into ours.
And Keith Chegwin's TV co-stars have been paying tribute to him after his death at the age of 60. Often known as Cheggers, he'd been battling with a progressive lung condition. Noel Edmonds told Talk Radio he was a true legend. The weather now staying cold and bright for many this afternoon, turning cloudier and windy in the west with rain. And hill snow still out there arriving later. Today's highs, 8 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
There is more news in half an hour, Claire Cottingham. You're right.
Yep.
And it will contain a made-up news story.
Okay.
Headline hijack.
Aliens?
No, that's made up as well. As well, you know, you just tried to lure people in with your alien talk, and then you just undermined yourself by getting. By the way, loved that your space expert was from Birmingham.
Yeah,
I mean, of all the places, we were talking about Birmingham, Alabama, just then.
I love that he's from the the UK Planetary Society,
which is where in Birmingham.
Maybe, yeah.
So the thing is, this thing's coming through the space, and it's not aliens. It's like a great big bit of rock.
He's an expert.
I'm an expert on space.
I'm an expert.
Spice is brilliant, and it's really, really great.
I've watched Star Wars and everything.
Yeah, right, so you know about these things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We are going to be talking about the space rock in more detail after 2 o'clock.
You looked at me like I should be excited. Ooh, okay.
You like space.
I do. I'm sorry, I lost interest in what you were saying, started reading my script again.
You and the rest of the listeners. Anyway, look, this headline hijack on the way. So here's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
Somebody will send in a made-up news story.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will. But we can only choose one.
Okay.
And you get to say it as actual fact news in the 2 p.m. bulletin.
Okay.
That's how it works.
All right.
All right. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Wow, God, he's full of energy today.
Look at him.
Isn't he?
What a mess.
What a mess.
Isn't he, though?
You're going whiter by the hour. Aren't you meant to get better? We need to get you some milk thistle.
I don't know what that is.
That's why you feel rubbish.
What's milk thistle?
It's like it's a plant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe, and you have it as a...
Sounds painful.
Go and suck a thistle.
Yeah. See how you feel.
Go outside and suck a thistle. And we'll do it live.
That's a hangover cure.
It's like a bush tucker trial. And now I'm going to go live to Cornelius where he's sucking a thistle.
Poured over milk with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pour some milk on a thistle. Yeah. Suck it.
That's a great hangover cure. You are welcome.
There you go.
I mean...
That's Claire. She wouldn't lie. She'd lie about aliens.
I wouldn't lie. No fake news here.
As the producer of the show, I am saying we're not doing
that. And all you've produced today is some vomit in a bin.
Yeah, I know. But that's what we do as a show.
Yeah. It's a metaphor, certainly. That's what the management told me. All right. So, shall we? Yes, let's press the button. Let's go.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's why. I was right, by the way, for the record. And you agree with me now, don't you?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Because it meant I didn't have to do anything this morning.
Oh, you lazy old git. Cornelius, saying what out loud to Chloe speaking in your headphones is not great on the radio. Just to be clear about that, what are you doing? You're having a conversation with Chloe, yet you can hear her in your ears. We can't hear her, so we can hear you saying what? Do you need to go and have a lie down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I've hooked up the sofa.
What?
Mic.
I'm not. No, John. The mics are coming later. What?
Hello. Am I on air?
Hello.
Oh.
See, I can sit on the sofa now.
Well, you can't just spend the whole show lying on a sofa.
Yeah, just you watch.
So, headline hijack then. Here's how it works. You get to make up the news story that goes into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. We do it to confuse the nation. To confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the show properly at all. They'll hear the news coming out of Claire. They'll believe it. But in there will be a made-up news lie, the likes of which have been sent in by you. Here's an example from Cornelius lying on the sofa.
This one is from Danny, who says Ian Lee is said to have continued to order odd delicacies in his hotel in Australia after leaving the celebrity jungle, having acquired a taste for them during the show. Oh, close colleague and friend Julia Hartley Brewer seemed to confirm the news to the press after telling them that Ian can go eat an arse.
Yeah. She doesn't like him, does she?
I don't know.
It's fair to say.
She never mentions it.
I mean, to be fair to Ian, he doesn't like her either, does he? So...
I don't know. I think it's all fabricated.
I think so. It's like sort of radio fabrication, isn't it? Because, you know.
It's like how I hate Penny Smith,
yeah.
Don't I?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
I've just fabricated that.
Yeah.
Me and Penny Smith hate each other.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Paul Ross don't get on. But in reality, best of friends. By the way, you know on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah.
So I you know they have interviews before they start. And we heard this in the sort of post-match analysis where they say, and they're all asked. So Jamie from Hollyoaks was asked...
Jamie.
Was asked about his fears, right? So he said, I don't like snakes. So they put him in with a load of snakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now... I'm just wondering why they gave Ian Lee a vagina to eat. I'm just... And also, are pigs. I mean, Julia Hartley Brewer is all I'm saying is what they could have.
No.
But a pig. I mean, a pig. But Ian's still going on about that. I was talking to his producer Catherine last night. You know Catherine.
Yeah, I saw her last night.
She was there last night, and she was saying how Ian is still going on to her about the pigs thing.
Really?
Yeah, because they gave him a pig's vagina to eat, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know. And I think that with Ian, that's kind of the moment he's taking away from the whole thing from Ian Gallagher. Anyway, Ian back on air very shortly indeed. Of course, I think next Monday, back on air on Talk Radio. You, in the meantime, get to make a made-up news story to go into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We do a diversity paper review as well. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Countdown to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Worcestershire, on the M5, it's queuing southbound between Junction 3 for Birmingham and Junction 4 for Bromsgrove because of an accident and a fuel spillage. On the M42 in Warwickshire, it's queuing northbound between Junction 3 for Portsway and 3A for the M40 because of an accident and the inside lane is closed. In Kent, on the ferries, P&O have delays of up to 2.5 hours between Dover and Calais because of the weather, and there's a waiting time of up to 4 hours for passengers using the Eurotunnel service at Folkestone because of emergency repairs in the tunnel. I'm Katie Tyler.
Alan can hardly contain his excitement. Could it be the free prize with every purchase at the Carphone Warehouse £10 million giveaway? £100,000 cash, Mini Coopers, and loads of other prizes. So, buy the latest Google Pixel 2 from just $37.99 a month with 15 gig of data, and you get a free Google Home Mini, as well as a prize. At Carphone Warehouse, we compare, you save.
Contract applies.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
CJ makes a good point on Twitter, by the way, about what Ian Lee ate in the jungle, and wonders if it was a cast-off of David Cameron.
Maybe.
Right, you listen to Talk Radio. Cornelius is lying on a sofa with a microphone. He's rigged up. He's jerry-rigged in order to present the show from a sofa. Chloe just said, anyway, can you tell Cornelius to stop breathing heavily? It comes straight down that microphone.
It does, doesn't it? It's a bit annoying.
Do it again. That's really irritating. Really don't do that.
Don't breathe. You're telling me not to breathe now?
Yeah, it's because you're breathing booze into the room.
Yeah.
The Christmas party.
Yeah, you can't listen to this while you drive, otherwise it takes you over the limit.
It would do. Christmas party last night, Cornelius is not so well, it's fair to say. How many times have you been sick?
Doesn't matter.
Twice. So, anyway, there's a lot, apart from that, there's a lot going on, of course. There is alien spacecraft passing by the Earth. We'll be talking about that after 2 o'clock in some more detail. But that's going on, of course. The ice and snow continues. Web giants should be prosecuted for abuse. That is a new law that's going to treat social media as publishers.
Spiders.
Stop breathing down the microphone.
I can't.
Or I'll take it away from you and put you back on the other one.
No, it's a microphone.
Why did you say spiders?
Web giants.
So the new law will treat social media as publishers in much the same way that, of course, newspapers are, the radio is, television, of course, it's in terms of libel. But social media, while you can still libel people on social media, it's not enshrined in law, but Theresa May is calling for that. Anyway, Michael Gove has said there's going to be a boost in aid cash to fight against ocean plastic. He's obviously watched Blue Planet too. There's a lot going on, basically. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Connie?
Oh, I can't get my head around
or anything today. So... right, so here we are explaining the news to you using the medium of Japanese poetry. 575, it's the syllables. It's news in haikus.
You know you're a crap terrorist when you only destroy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, crap terrorist. Yeah. The news in haikus. And so to the newspapers. Each and every day we go through the newspapers because that's what the radio does. We do it with our guest diversities. So that makes us the most diverse programme in the world. It's all very important, the diversity in the media. And so we welcome Samir back into the studio. Hello, Samir.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're not hungover, are you?
Not at all.
No. So what have you, is that Christmas jumper you're wearing, by the way?
No, it's, well, kind of, ish.
Yeah.
It hasn't got a snowman or a Santa Claus on it, but
It looks like, and I'm going to describe it, it looks like a game of Space Invaders where the aliens are crowns.
Nice.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that'll do.
It's kind of a weird, I kind of like it, but it's a weird design. Anyway.
I like it. It's funny you say that, actually, because now you got me thinking about this landlord who wanted to ban people that were going to be wearing, you know, Christmas jumpers,
yeah,
sexy Santa outfits, and the rest of it.
So do tell us about that. So he's where?
This is a Hull pub landlord.
Of course he is.
And he's banned customers from wearing Christmas jumpers, sexy Santa outfits, and other fancy dress. And this hasn't actually been that critical. Obviously, I'm fuming because I like wearing Christmas jumpers every single day in December. Well, I don't actually, but in theory, every single day in December would be an ideal target to aim for, maybe next year. But, I mean, some people don't like that. So there was obviously a criticism with a someone saying that at this time of year, how can you enjoy a simple pint? And he was annoyed that that the criticism was uncalled for and the fact that it was actually quite good to stop people from doing that.
Well, I think it's a kind of odd, the Christmas jumper, isn't it? It does divide people. Now, there are some people in this office who've taken to wearing Christmas jumpers every single day, and particularly Alex, the producer of the breakfast show. He's an idiot. And he's got so many Christmas... One of which lights up.
Oh, amazing.
But the thing is, it's... It's not amazing to me. What it is he fiddles with it, right? So you go, what's he doing? He's like touching himself, and it's all weird because he can't ever find the button first go. And he has to fiddle inside his own jumper to try and turn the flashing lights on. By the time he's done that, people have walked away. It's like, he's like, look at my jumper. And he's like fiddling, and then it's gone. The moment's gone.
He can't keep but the interest.
But his jumpers are quite annoying. But I don't know where I stand on... you know the annoying ones with the actual 3D ones where you've got like a carrot sticking out, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound
I had,
like,
I had Olaf from Frozen, and then it was like a 3D carrot for the nose.
Yes. Thank you for not wearing it today. So this landlord, he's taken a stand.
He sounds fun, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's taken a Christmas stand.
That sounds like a fun pub to go to. Where you have to wear a uniform. Jesus.
Single file entry, dress code.
You're still here, Cornelius?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good that you piped up from the sofa there. Good, get involved.
So do you not have any Christmas jumpers then, at all?
I've got three.
John loves them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
so
John wears them.
But I've got,
we tend to wear them just Christmas Eve, though, don't we?
I've got, mine is a sort of a... It's not specifically Christmas.
It's patterned knitwear, isn't it? But wear it outside of December and you look like an absolute tool.
Yes, that's right. So I tend not to. But I do have a genuine couple of Christmas jumpers that I will only wear in the house to amuse my children.
Oh, that's
I will not wear them outside.
Yeah, you're getting into the spirit, you know, in some way. Yeah. So that's better than nothing. And they've got the Christmas jumper day on the 15th of December as well, where, you know, you wear it to work, presumably.
To save the children.
Save the children, exactly. You try and collect as much money as possible. So it's a really good initiative.
Yeah.
And I expect to see you taking part in that.
Right. So, okay, good. That's in the papers. What else is in the papers?
So this is interesting. This might come in handy for you guys. So there is...
this pub landlord,
yeah.
What does he think about Christmas jumper day? Does he not want to save the children?
That's a good point. He hasn't actually commented on that, but that would be a good exclusive if you can get him on.
Children
on
not really
show.
Allowed in pubs, though, so...
That's true.
So,
but, you know, they're the future market, aren't they?
A message for you has just come in, by the way, on social media.
It?
Yeah. It says... there's a word in it I can't say on the radio.
Of course there is.
So, Connie's still...
No, I'm not.
I've been listening to this show since day one. This is plumbing new depths of professionalism. Keep it up. It's absolutely hilarious, says Rizard.
There. You know what? I hope everyone is enjoying this because it definitely
is. Of course, they're not. They never do.
It definitely isn't worth it. What we're actually going through. These hangovers are terrible. I mean, mine is awful. This isn't worth making good radio.
It's your
over.
Own fault.
Even if it, I don't know whether it's good or not. You know, some people will enjoy it. Some people, I mean, clearly aren't.
No. I mean, yeah. I mean.
It's just not worth it.
I mean, the only reason management haven't come in here and stopped this happening is because they're all drunk as well.
Yeah, really is.
I mean, that's basically, you know, Denny's not even in. I mean, otherwise, he'd be in here. I'm surprised someone from News UK hasn't come over and
just stopped this.
Rebecca Brooks just storm in and go, what are you doing?
Put a
just
big old
stop.
Padlock on the door and just go,
stop it.
No, turn off all the power.
Anyway, we're going through the newspapers.
Are we?
Yeah, stop it. Going through the newspapers. Oh, God.
So that landlord hates children.
Yeah, that's what we've established. What else have you got in the papers?
Far from being a laughing matter, man flu might actually exist, according to a study that found men have less immunity to respiratory viruses.
Ah, so man flu is a thing.
It's a thing.
There you go. All that time, Chloe, that you women were going, here's man flu, weren't you?
It should be pointed out that it was a male doctor who carried out the research.
Well, of course it was.
And
legend.
He said, perhaps now is the time for male-friendly spaces equipped with enormous televisions and reclining chairs to be set up where men can recover from the debilitating effects of man flu in safety and comfort.
This is very good. I do like, I mean, it's that whole man flu thing started, I don't know, years ago, didn't it? And it was that, you know, and because, yeah, it's right, we men just don't function well, well, ever, if you look at Cornelius. But generally speaking, if we've got the flu, which I have today, mine's not a hangover. Mine's
a oh, please.
So as you can tell, I've got the flu. But this is now medically accurate.
Yeah, so you've got, you know, some statistics actually. Well, not statistics, but you've got like actual research in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal.
Yes, and I trust them.
Yeah, like we can't get more official than that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good point for everyone.
Does that mean I'll have to buy a new journal? A new British the latest copy? Because I bought one last week. Because I read it every morning.
Shut up. It's pointless you speaking.
You told me to get involved earlier. I was happily sitting here on the sofa.
I could see you
breathing. And now you're telling me to shut up and stop breathing.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Wow. You've got two more hours of this.
I know, mate. Look what I've got to deal with.
It's only Tuesday.
Look at him. He's a wreck. It's his fault. Christmas party on a Monday. It's a stupid idea.
Well, they wouldn't let me DJ either.
No.
And I would have stayed sober if I was DJing, because I would have been concentrating on it.
You don't look well at all.
But then you'd have had one person there. You.
It's me. I've got a point. Anyway, look, thank you. That's it.
Well, I mean, there is a story about Peppa Pig, but I think you covered this earlier.
Tell me about Peppa Pig, because
cool
it's also
story.
Medical related.
Yeah, I read it and I was like, wait, is this real? Is it like the 1st of April? Because apparently the Peppa Pig is blamed for increase in over prescription from the NHS, and it's a new headache for the NHS, apparently, according to a GP.
Yeah, who said that people are presenting in her surgery with symptoms that aren't man flu related, but it's kids getting this stuff off Peppa Pig, because Peppa Pig goes to the doctors at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
You probably don't watch Peppa Pig.
No, not anymore.
You did. Did you watch it as a child? How old are you?
I must have done. 22.
Unbelievable, right?
I've never seen it.
Well, it wasn't even invented when I was a child, but I've got children, so I watch
Television it. Wasn't invented when you were a child.
Did you have that children's radio thing, the Listen With Mother kind of thing?
Shut up. I'm not that old. Right, so...
I've always been intrigued by that. It seems quite fascinating.
They went out and played in the streets.
With our hoops and sticks.
Yeah.
The Peppa Pig, interesting, because there is a doctor in Peppa Pig that is very busy. And Peppa Pig and George Pig and Daddy Pig and Mummy Pig present all of the time to the doctor with the slightest cough or cold. This GP has said...
Even if it's just like a rash or something, you know, the GP would still prescribe something. And
exactly.
It's not helpful. That's also in the British Medical Journal in a sort of tongue-in-cheek article.
Yeah. Peppa Pig's dead, of course, now, because Ian Lee... I think that might be Mummy Pig's, if I'm honest.
Dr. Bell even says that his disregard for confidentiality, parental consent, record-keeping, and his self-prescribing indicate that the burden of demand from his patient population is affecting his health.
And this is a medical professional.
Peppa Pig has brought down the NHS, basically.
He know that it's
stop
a cartoon?
Stop talking now, Colin. So, thank you, Samir, for coming
in
and sort of slightly rescuing this feature, given, you know, what's going on over there with the producer lying on a sofa. Honestly, I swear to you, the only thing he's produced today is two lots of vomit into a bin. That's all he's done.
That's not true.
Three lots of vomit into a bin.
No.
So Headline Hijack is on the way, Samir. And what we need is the name of somebody who has got a made-up news story into the forthcoming bulletin. Who has got that into the forthcoming bulletin?
We've got John from Lewis.
Thank you. Samir. John in Lewis, well done. Never knowingly undersold. Thank you for sending your made-up news story. It's in the news next. After that, we'll be talking space aliens. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Back in the day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bath. Shorts were short, and there wasn't a man bun or Alice band in sight. But then again, back in the day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So, whenever you bet, Betfred. Selected bets, new customers only, 18 plus, T's and C's apply. Please bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial, it's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Claire with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK braces itself for more cold weather, gambling in youngsters, and Harry Potter author at Buckingham Palace.
Talk Radio.
The freezing weather is causing travel disruption across the UK. The AA says it's been called out to 1,000 breakdowns an hour, while 16 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow. There are also delays of up to 6 hours on the Eurotunnel, which is having a knock-on effect to local traffic. AA patrolman Nick Evers says those heading out should be prepared.
When you go out in temperatures like this, in weather like this, you can get caught up, you can get caught in traffic jams, etc. So make sure there's plenty of fuel in your car. Make sure you've got a warm coat in the car just in case of any problems. A fully charged mobile phone, maybe a hot drink even.
Well, more wintry showers are expected in place later today. Survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire have delivered a petition to Theresa May. They want an independent panel to sit alongside Judge Sir Martin Moore-Bick, who's overseeing the public inquiry into the tragedy. 71 people died when the West London block caught fire in June. It's been revealed that 12% of 11 to 16-year-olds have spent some of their own money on gambling in the past week. Well, it's down 4% compared to last year's survey from the Gambling Commission. Well, the report says computer games and free-to-play casino promotions on social media are allowing young people to experience consequence-free gambling. Mark Etches, the chief executive of Gamble Aware, told Talk Radio it's a real worry.
I think we are sleepwalking into a potential public health storm for our young people, I have to say. To have over 500,000 young people from 11 through to 16 to be gambling, and of those, this report says 25,000 may be considered as problem gamblers. It is a real issue.
And J.K. Rowling says she's deeply proud after being made a Companion of Honour at Buckingham Palace. The 52-year-old was decorated by the Duke of Cambridge earlier. Well, she described it as a particular privilege to be awarded as a female writer.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire, for that news.
It's all right.
That you delivered. Now, you're back with bonus news as well. We should mention that very briefly,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
at 3:30 today, all the news about vegetables you could possibly hope for.
Yeah, something like that.
With,
I haven't
Claire's.
Read it yet, but yeah.
That's fine. Vegetable bonus news is on now at 3:30. Claire, who's got the sport? No, early, you didn't
Alex.
Know. It's definitely
is.
Alex.
Do you want me to do the weather?
Or
shall I do that? Yeah, shall we have a stab for that as well? Why not?
Weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Well, it is another chilly day. The wintry showers will arrive from the west later. The roads are going to be icy. Highs of around 7 Celsius in the southwest, but much colder elsewhere.
Thank you very much. And now here's Alex with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has been speaking in the last half an hour about the bust-up in the tunnel after the Manchester derby.
What happened, hopefully cannot happen again. And what happened, we make the statement to FA's investigation and after they're going to decide.
Not giving much away, and so everyone just stopped asking him about it. Only joking.
Can you tell us any details of Jose Mourinho coming into the room or... anything like that?
No.
We're now waiting for Mourinho to give his version of events when he addresses the media this afternoon as well. Now, he's been criticised for being so irritable in his interview after the Merseyside derby, but this afternoon Jurgen Klopp's defended himself, saying he doesn't think it was a big deal. And Spurs defender Toby Alderweireld's now expected to be out until February. Tottenham were expecting him to be back in the new year. He injured his hamstring in their win over Real Madrid on the 1st of November. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a whack-a-mole incident has seen a man admitted to intensive care. The arcade game repairman was inside the back trying to fix a fault. Unfortunately, when he poked his head through one of the holes for some air, a keen gamer bonked him on the head, splitting his skull. While the man is expected to make a full recovery, and the gamer has offered to donate all his tickets won on the day to a worthy cause.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire, with the news. And Alex Dibble with the pre-recorded sport.
He apparently put a joke in there, but
yeah,
I wasn't, and no one was listening.
Only joking. I heard it.
Put a little gag in there.
That's what happens with the pre-recorded sport. You see, no one actually listens to it. Mm. Right, 7 minutes past two. Let's talk space.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On, if you were listening to Claire's news, you will have heard her announce third that there might be aliens. I think if there were, she'd have led with it. But it hasn't stopped astronomers looking for it. There is a cigar-shaped asteroid that is travelling past the Earth at 196,000 miles per hour. The headline in The Guardian today on the front page is, could this be an alien spaceship? It is, of course, a classic example of when newspapers ask a question to which the answer is always no. But let's find out. Dr. A.V. Loeb is the chair of astronomy at Harvard, for goodness sake. So he knows what he's talking about. Good afternoon, Dr. A.V.
Good afternoon.
Science theory director for Breakthrough Initiatives as well, of course. Tell us about Breakthrough Initiatives, if you would. What is it that you do?
So these are a few initiatives that are funded by Yuri Milner, an entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, Palo Alto. And the general goal is to search for life away from Earth. One of the initiatives is called Breakthrough Listen, and its goal is to use the best radio telescopes we have on Earth to listen for potential signals from alien civilizations. There is another project called Breakthrough Starshot, and the goal of that one is to launch a spacecraft that will reach the nearest star within our lifetime. So to do that, it needs to move at a fraction of the speed of light. And so these are just two examples of the initiatives.
Yeah.
And the connection to this object that you were discussing before is that this object was found a couple of months ago, and it's very peculiar. It's the very first object that was detected in the solar system that came from outside the solar system, from interstellar space. It's not bound to the sun, so it entered into the solar system. It will come out of it. We had a chance to learn about it, and it looks like it's very peculiar. It's very unusual. It's 10 times longer than it is wide, mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a cigar or a needle. And we've never seen an object so elongated in the solar system before. And that's what attracted my attention. And so after meeting with Yuri Milner, we decided that it will be a good idea to use the radio observatories that we have at our disposal in the context of a Breakthrough Listen and look at this, try to listen to this object, see if there is any radio transmission from it.
Yeah.
With these radio observatories, we are sensitive to a single cell phone at the location of this object right now. The object is roughly twice the distance of the sun from the Earth.
Right.
And it's heading out. It will cross the orbit of Jupiter within a year or so.
Okay, so this is, as you said, going back to that point, it's the first time something like this has been observed from coming from outside our solar system. So why is that? Do you have a theory? Is there a theory about why it's kind of entered from outside and we've not seen it before?
It's strange about it. It's difficult to imagine. Nobody anticipated an object that is so elongated. We've never seen anything like that within the solar system. Also, the expectations were that such objects will be much rarer, that we will not find anything like it in the near future with existing surveys of the sky. So it seems like this object is much more abundant than expected. It has a very peculiar shape, and we just don't understand how it was made and why is it so abundant. And there are many questions to be answered. I should say that in the future, if it's of natural origin, there should be many more such objects in the solar system that we will find in the future with future surveys. Mm. And the other thing about it that is strange is it doesn't have ice on its surface. Usually when there is ice on the surface, the sunlight warms it up and you end up with a cometary tail. You get a comet.
Yes.
This one doesn't show any cometary tail. There is nothing, there is no ice on its surface. So if it's natural, it must be bare rock. It's just a rocky object.
When we hear about ice on, and as you're talking about there, now automatically we go, okay, so if it's ice, it's frozen water. There's water on it. But that's not necessarily the case, is it? It's
well, on this one, there. Yeah, usually ice is water ice that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But this object does not have any on
anything
it,
at all.
So
yeah.
We don't see a comet.
So in terms of the theories as to where it has actually originated from, I mean, presumably, you know, we hear all the time about the technology involved. You're going to be listening to it with these telescopes. But in terms of the makeup of it, is there any way we can detect what it is actually made of? Because we're assuming rock,
well,
of course.
That's an excellent question. It appears reddish in color, very similar to asteroids that we find in the solar system. So the most natural explanation would be to say, well, it's just a very elongated rock, just like an asteroid with no ice on the surface, no water ice, just rock. But then the question is, how do you make such a thing? Because most of the time, when an object travels a long distance coming from another stellar planetary system, from another star, it would become, due to the friction with other objects, it will become rounder. So the question is, why is this object so elongated? How was it made this way, and how did it survive? And it actually rotates. This object is not staying still. It's rotating around every 8 hours. And that's why we see its brightness changing by a factor of 10. We see the area of this object on the sky changing a lot. It simply reflects sunlight at the moment. So it would be important to figure out the composition of this object, but we cannot chase it down because it's moving faster than the best rockets that we have right now. We need to develop this Starshot spacecraft so that
we can
chase such objects in the future, but at the moment we cannot. So the only thing we can do is look at it with our best telescopes.
And when you say it's moving, which of course it is at that speed, what is it, in layman's terms, by which I mean ignorant me, is, you know, we know about things that are in orbit, of course, and we know, you know, how that works, I suppose. But when something comes from outside the solar system, and it's not, as you say, beholden to the sun in terms of going around it or anything, what is it that makes these things move,
so this object, presumably if it's of natural origin, it was kicked out, it was born in a system of planets similar to the one that we are in.
Okay.
There are many asteroids in the solar system. They are just rocks that the Earth was made out of smaller objects that combined together, collided with each other to make, eventually assembled together to make the Earth as a giant piece of rock. But initially there were smaller pieces, and the solar system has some debris that is left over from the time that planets like the Earth were made. And so we see them. These are the asteroids. And every system like the solar system should have those. And we do see planets around other stars. About many of the stars have planets similar to those in the solar system. So you could imagine a situation where such rocks get kicked out of the system by other objects, or the objects scatter them away from the star, and that's where how they go into interstellar space, and they start their journey. And then if there are many of them, one of them would come close to the Earth, like this one.
Yeah.
But you need about a trillion of them to be ejected per star in the Milky Way galaxy, so that one of them would be that close to us at this time. So there needs to be a lot of them. And the hope is that with a future survey, we will find more. And even if most of them are natural, there might be a needle in the haystack, you know, one that would look artificial or unusual, and that would be worth finding, because that's one way of learning that there might be a civilization out there.
Do you think, okay, this is a final question for you, and if I can't ask the chair of astronomy at Harvard this question, then I can't ask anybody. Do you think, Arvi, that there is a life out there?
My premise is that we are not special. That if we find life on Earth, then it should exist out there. You know, in history, we tended to think that we are very special, that we are at the center of the universe. That was the initial thought. And that's natural, because when I look at my daughters, when they were very young, they thought that the world centers on them.
Yeah.
But then they matured and realized that they are not at the center of the universe. They got a better perspective. So we are gradually learning the same lesson. We will eventually figure out that we are not at the center. We are not special or unique in any way. And if we exist here on this planet that we call home, the Earth, and we find planets like the Earth everywhere, you know, a quarter of the stars have a planet like the Earth at the right distance to have liquid water on the surface.
Yeah.
Then there should be life out there, and we will eventually find it. We just need to look.
If you do find it, will you come back on this show and break the news on here for us?
Oh, sure.
Good man.
Actually, a couple of years ago, I met Steven Spielberg, and he asked me personally to contact him as soon as we find any evidence for alien life.
Well, if you could put us first, and then maybe give Steven a call afterwards, that'd be great. Arvi Loeb, thank you very much indeed. Chair of Astronomy at Harvard there, also the Science Theory Director for Breakthrough Initiatives, which he was telling us about there. There is basically a rogue object moving past the Earth twice the distance from the Sun, and as Arvi was saying, utterly unique. It's from outside the solar system. They don't know what it is. The Guardian is saying, could this be an alien spaceship? We're thinking not. I mean, that's going to be tomorrow's main news if it is.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you. We'll probably get Arvi back on to talk about it. But at the moment, we think it's just a rock, but it is unusual. Fascinating stuff, though. Right, still to come, a Kickstarter project. Do you have an idea, a hope and a dream of funding an idea you've had that no one will give you actual money for? So you've turned to the crowd, you've turned to the public on Kickstarter, and, well, we help. We invite Kickstarter projects onto the radio to promote them, thus giving a Kickstarter project to kick up the arse. We'll be doing it next. We're also going to be playing a game of Band, Norwegian black metal band, or Eskimo word for snow later. If you want to play that, get in touch. 0344 499 1000. 87222 if you want to text us.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, you're still here.
Do you want me to join in that pointless interview? Of course there's not aliens.
Might be aliens.
Whenever people...
He's from Harvard!
I know, but whenever people used to say they're aliens, they used to be considered crazy, and now they're in Harvard.
Oumuamua!
What's happened?
Oumuamua!
Now you've gone crazy. Are you alright?
It's the name of the asteroid.
It probably isn't.
Oumuamua!
Who named that?
It's the Hawaiian word for messenger.
Ah.
There you see, laughing and learning. Anyway, Cornelius is very hungover because it was our Christmas party.
You
last
are
night.
As well. I'm Don't fine. Blame it on me.
I'm fine. I'm not the one who's been sick in a bin.
I wasn't sick you were? In a bin.
No, you missed the bin. I admit it.
No, I didn't.
Only with the second wave did you get into the bin. Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll deal with it. That's fine. I'm going to take the bin out while you listen to these messages.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Worcestershire, on the M5, it's queuing southbound between Junction 3 for Birmingham and Junction 4 for Bromsgrove because of an accident and a fuel spillage. The M42 in Warwickshire is queuing northbound between Junction 3 for Portway and 3A for the M40 because of an accident. And on the M3 in Surrey, it's slow southbound between Junction 2 for the M25 and 3 for Lightwater because a car is overturned and the inside lane is closed. In Kent, on the ferries, P&O have delays of up to 2.5 hours between Dover and Calais because of bad weather conditions. I'm Katie Tyler.
This Christmas, give the sports fans in your life a DVD you know they'll love. Go behind the scenes to witness the incredible rise of one of sport's most iconic fighters, Conor McGregor, Notorious.
Long after I'm gone, the story will be told.
89 is the dramatic, funny and unbelievable story of one of football's greatest triumphs.
And Arsenal have scored!
It's the best finish in a football match ever.
Ferrari, Race to Immortality is one of the best sporting films for years.
These guys are warriors.
Sports films on DVD. The perfect gifts this Christmas. Available now. Certificate 15 and under.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome along. It's Talk Radio. And what we like to do is reach out a helping hand from the radio. Like, look, we're in the radio. Look, we're in here. That's me scratching on the inside of your radio grill. I can see you. I can also see a man begging for the public coin. As we kick a Kickstarter project right up the arse. Which is what we like to do in a friendly way. People have hopes and dreams, of course they do. People have ideas, and a lot of them are good ideas. And I can tell you now, Tom McKenzie's is a very good idea. Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
G'day, John. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, so look, Kickstarter project, you know, you've got an idea. That's the point. You want funding for it, and I think rightly so, because you are going to save sports fans a hell of a lot of time. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It all started out when I was filming my son's football game when I came home and I only had about 25 minutes of footage for a 50-minute game. And I wondered, well, what's going on there? I'm not getting a lot of footage there. So I checked the Premier League and checked their stats as well. And it was similar there. On average, there's only about 50 minutes where the ball's in play for a 90-minute game, and that's not a lot of time.
It's not, is it? That surprised me. Now, I'm not a football fan, right? I don't follow football at all, right? But I'm aware of how long a game is. And I had no idea that that was the case. So it's a 90-minute game, and the ball is out of play for basically half the time.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And that's due to goal kicks, corners and throw-ins, so the ball goes out of play for that. And that's Premier League. So if you look at grassroots, you know, it's going to be out of play even more because they've got to go and get the ball themselves.
Yeah. So what's your solution to this then? So this is, you know, people are time poor, aren't they, Tom, these days? We know that. We haven't got as much time as we used to have for all sorts of reasons. So you can get your average football game down to what time?
Oh, I could get it down to half that time, but it's... So what I did is I came up with onegoal.football. So instead of the goals being at either end of the pitch,
yeah,
they're centrally located and they're back-to-back. And so what that does is there's someone who takes a shot on goal and they miss, rather than having a corner or a goal kick, the play carries on and the other team get a chance to then score. So what that does is then the ball's in play more time. And there's also more goals scored, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and of course, the goals being the most exciting part of the match, this helps that along. Now, I don't quite understand. So the team, the goals are in the middle, back to back, right? So that on the centre line,
true.
Right? So
yeah.
And the goalkeepers are in the goal. So the teams are what they start. What's the starting position?
Well, they can start anywhere on the pitch. So, and it means that as soon as the goal's scored, the keeper just picks it out of the back of the net and then throws it in play. So there's no delays. You know, there's a quick restart. And I mean, there are teams that play back-to-back. Valencia FC play in the Liga in Spain, and they're also doing very well at the moment. But what mine is a specially designed goal which allows that, and that's what the one goal football is.
Right. Okay. So, are you a footballer yourself, Tom? Do you play, or are you?
I do play, and I enjoy it.
Yeah. And have you kind of thought this through? Because you were saying obviously you watched your son play, and you've filmed it, and you've looked at the footage and stuff, and worked out how much the ball isn't in play. When you're playing, does it frustrate you that a lot of time is wasted as a player?
Oh, it does, yeah, particularly at grassroots, you know, because you've got to go and get the ball yourself. So it is a lot of time wasted. But I've had some teams play one goal football, and they've really enjoyed it. They said it was the best session they've ever had. So some really good positive feedback out there.
Yeah. So all right. So how do you get this off the ground? So obviously it's an idea at the moment. So in terms of the funding you're after, we're talking about Kickstarters and crowdfunding and so on. What are the costs involved here? How are you going to revolutionise football? What's the kind of first move you need to make?
Well, so what I've done is I've set up a Kickstarter campaign, and my aim is to reach £2,000. So it's fairly modest amount, people can get a one goal dot football goal, 12 feet by 6 feet, for just under £200, and that can be collapsed down. It's made out of UPVC. It's very good quality. It's got a weatherproof net, so it can be left out, or it can be collapsed down and put in your boat.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it now, actually. So it's and to describe it, you're right. It's kind of a goal. It's two goals in one, isn't it? Essentially,
in
a frame.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, two goals in one. So yeah, it shouldn't cost you as much as buying two goals, because really you've got two goals in one.
Yeah. Have you played with it? I mean, you've had two teams playing with this. To figure it all out?
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, they really enjoyed it. They thought it was good, and you can see that on my Kickstarter campaign. If you're having trouble visualising how it would be played,
yeah,
jump on the Kickstarter page. You can either find that going on the Kickstarter and looking up onegoal.football,
yeah,
or go on onegoal.football, which is my website, and click on the link for the Kickstarter campaign. You go through the video, and you'll be able to see it in action.
You could revolutionise sport here. You know, Tom, this could be the change of everything. I mean, they won't. What? The advertisers won't thank you, but you know, you could. But the players and the spectators probably will. By getting, because you could fit. You know, a World Cup could be twice the length, technically, because the games are shorter. So you could play kind of two games back to back, and then have. Yeah. I'm thinking with you. I'm thinking outside of the penalty box.
That's great.
Thank you. That's the only football reference I know. Tom, look, it's been really good to talk to you. If you want to have a look at what we're talking about, because it is kind of hard to visualise, but once you've watched the video on Tom's site, you'll get it, and you sort of will go, why hasn't anyone thought of this before? This is a much better game of football than the boring old one where they kick the balls at the other end of the thing. It's in the middle. Revolutionising sport. That's what Tom's doing. One goal football is what you'll be searching for on Kickstarter. Thank you, Tom. If you've got a Kickstarter idea, a hope and a dream, and you want to come on the radio to talk about it, to help raise those ever-important crowd funds, then get in touch. 87222 is the number. You can start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter, or you can give us a call. 03444991000. Chloe will answer the phone. Say hi, Chloe. You know, the rest will naturally follow. That's how conversations work. In the next bit of the programme, Work Experience Punditry. Our Work Experience will be in to review the week's new music for us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Claire's here with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
You get a bit of a thing there.
I was waiting for I thought I had it straight for you. No. You're pressing all the buttons just to shake things up.
No, that's where that goes. That's where the button goes.
All right,
that's
fine. Shall I go?
When this goes out on the radio, yeah. We'll just edit
when,
round that.
When it goes,
we'll just edit that out.
Yeah, just drop
and it'll
it.
Be seamless.
7 seconds.
Seamless.
Delay.
Size, yeah.
Yeah. Ready for that?
Here
7 seconds. Okay. There are delays of up to 6 hours on the Eurotunnel because of freezing conditions. It's also having a knock-on effect to local traffic. Drivers are being urged to be wary of icy conditions as temperatures are set to drop again tonight. Hundreds of schools remain closed and the AA is being called out to 1,000 breakdowns an hour. Well, Dave Troop is from the Environment Agency and says possible flooding's the next worry.
What we don't want is all this snow right across the catchment, because remember there are miles and miles of this. What we don't want is that all that to go into our rivers straight away, and it looks like it's going to be a steady thaw now. Next 24 hours at least, probably 36 hours, and even some of the stuff over the Welsh mountains probably isn't going to melt until after the weekend.
Officials in New York have now charged a man following yesterday's bomb attack at Port Authority Station. 4 people were injured, including the suspect, who's accused of terror offences. It suggested offering new mums financial incentives could significantly increase low breastfeeding rates. Well, that's according to public health officials who carried out a trial in parts of Derbyshire and South Yorkshire. Well, shopping vouchers were offered to mothers who gave their babies breast milk, leading to a 6% increase in take-up rates. But specialist Claire Byam-Cook told Talk Radio the statistics tell a different story.
It says here that of the women who were offered vouchers, 38% were still breastfeeding. And they're making out this is a great thing, whereas I would say only 38% are still breastfeeding, even though they're being paid to do it. Why are the others stopping?
Relatives of those killed in the Grenfell Tower fire have handed a petition to Downing Street asking for changes to an inquiry into the tragedy. They want more diversity on the panel looking into what happened. And Christmas is likely to be a bit more expensive, as official figures show the cost of living is at a near 6-year high. Increased airfares and rising computer game prices helped push inflation 3.1% in November. The weather now staying cold and bright for many this afternoon, turning cloudier and windy in the west with rain arriving later. We've got highs today of 8 degrees. More in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, and there's more in 1 hour. And today's bonus news, the news is, it's not very long, is it, Claire? It's, what was that,
two minutes?
2 minutes. That's not long enough.
2:13.
That's not long enough to cover everything off in the world.
You would just like me to talk for like 3 hours and then you wouldn't have to do anything, would you?
No, that would be great, because I'm the one who has to talk for 3 hours. Let's just swap.
No.
I would say, like, get Con to do it, but look at the state of him. I mean, he's getting worse.
I know. I thought he would be getting better by this point. Oh, the water's coming out.
Look at him. Look.
Have you tried any milk thistle yet? No, maybe we could get some milk thistle.
Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Chloe's producing through the glass today. Hi, Chloe. Hi there. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, guys.
Could you go outside and pour some milk on a thistle, and then we're going to get Con to go and suck it?
No.
What, it might help.
Yeah?
It's not happening. No.
I'll call... what do you call it?
Milk.
Yeah, I'll call milk.
Okay, thanks. Connie, you don't look well. I mean, Claire's been monitoring your progress.
Well, I see it every half an hour for the news.
Yeah. And but where you think people would be getting better?
Yeah, he's slowly declining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I sort of feel like...
Maybe I'm dying.
Do you want a hug? I don't want to hug you.
No,
but
thank you.
Someone might.
If you hugged him now, you would get drunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting drunk from the fumes from you both. I'm like, woohoo, having a party.
I'm not. I'm fine.
No, you're fine. Yeah,
I'm very professional.
Do you smell of alcohol? Mm. You look like a beer bottle. Like, that's how much you reek.
Martin is stuck in a traffic jam and says, this is swear word hilarious.
what, him being hungover?
Yeah, yeah. He's having a great time. He's laughing like another swear word at Cornelius, blowing out of his arse, he says.
Oh, you can say that one.
I can say that, yeah. Reminds me of how I felt last Friday. Mine lasted for 3 days. Well, Cornelius is just into it. It's day one.
He's already
been sick in a bin twice.
He's not even looking at us now. No eye.
He's not listening either. Look.
I don't think he can see.
That's just because his eyes are waffy. Have you noticed when he's drunk though? His eyes that ordinarily look in different directions anyway.
Yep. Now they're straight.
They've gone straight, haven't they?
There you go.
That's how it works. It's really weird.
Fixed you.
He's the opposite of a human person.
You guys are really making me feel better. Thank you so much.
I offered a hug.
That's all right. I don't like contact.
No, me neither.
Good. Claire's back with news in half an hour and then bonus news. It's vegetable news today in an hour's time. Right, work experience punditry on the way. We will be reviewing new music for you next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking new music for you. That's right, we're reviewing stuff. We're doing it with our work experience. Alex is in today. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello there, or Gimli, as we've taken to calling you. For you are a dead ringer for the dwarf off of The Hobbit.
Yeah, just not ginger.
Not ginger. and today's heavy metal t-shirt that you're sporting is...
So this is not quite a heavy metal band. This is a band called The Chemists. It's a t-shirt from the album Warrior Sound, which came out last year. Yep. And they're kind of like a metal version of Pendulum. If you remember Pendulum from back in the day.
When you say back in the day, which day am I remembering?
Back in the day, by me, I mean like 2008. For me, that's back in the day.
Yeah. I don't remember them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Pendulum.
They're kind of like...
Pendulum? I introduced them on stage once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're really nice gents.
So they're kind of like... how would you describe them? Because they're kind of a bit of everything.
It's very electro.
They swing both ways, do they?
They swing both ways.
A bit of everything, are they? They swing both ways.
What?
It's a pendulum, isn't it? It's a pendulum.
Oh, okay.
It's a waste of time. Anyway, Alex, welcome along. Good to see you again. So you know that we've told you this is a leg up into the radio industry.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I know that.
Yep. It's just that you're free, and that's why you're here. So we're going to be talking. We've already talked about Pendulum.
Yes, we've spoken about Pendulum.
So what are we going to be reviewing today?
So the first band I want to talk about are a band called Our Hollow, Our Home. I think you quite like them. They're like they're on the metal genre spectrum.
Yep.
They're known as the genre as metalcore.
Metalcore, yes.
So they brought out a new album, their debut album this year called Heartsick, and I'd have to say it's probably my album of the year. I've enjoyed it that much.
That's a big, bold statement, isn't it?
Yes.
As well. And what's more, you've said that at the end of the year.
Yes.
But it's a lot of time when you get reviews, they go, album of the year, and you go, yeah, it's January, come on,
yeah,
give,
exactly,
give it time. But you've nailed that, you've gone, right, no, bold statement, this is the album of the year.
Yeah.
Have we got a clip from it, Connie?
Yeah, okay. Hopefully. Can you turn that up?
Yeah. So let's have a listen to, what's it called, did you say?
So the track is called Web Weaver. It comes from their debut album, Heartsick, and the band are called Our Hollow, Our Home.
Yeah. it's the S Club 3 reunion there. And,
are you taking the mick, bringing that in today? Honestly.
Con's face literally fell off his skull when that started that
you,
playing.
I didn't know that you were going to be hungover today.
I mean, that's so, not pleasant at any time, but... On any day.
I find it pleasant. Like,
but
the year.
Today...
I liked it, Alex.
I know you did.
I can understand a word he said.
That's the thing. There's that genre of singing, metalcore.
Yeah.
Right? So that sort of singing that other people, lesser mortals like Collins, would call shouting into a microphone.
Yes.
I don't know how they sustain... I've never... You know, the bands growing up that I went to see that do that, I cannot understand how they sustain that with their voice.
I think what they do is, like... It's all from the diaphragm, not from the throat.
Yeah.
So that's how they keep their longevity, because a lot of bands, you've got, so Trivium, who I'm always sporting their T-shirts.
I know you are.
Bullet for My Valentine. Yep. Those bands have had to, like, resort to clean vocals or singing as compared to their previous work where they do a lot of screaming, because essentially they've just ruined their vocal cords by doing it.
Does that alienate their core audience, though?
Because
when they go a little, as Bullet for My Valentine famously did, you know, they did start off doing that, and then it went all a bit more ballad, didn't it?
Yeah.
For a time. And was a little bit more accessible, actually.
I think it probably was a bit more accessible to a more mainstream audience.
Yeah.
But the original fans were like, oh, I liked it when they screamed. They kind of, maybe they fell away a bit, but I think a lot of them also kind of realised that was what had happened, and they got to like the new stuff. Even
can you
it wasn't
can you do the voice?
I can't do it. No,
yeah,
my voice.
I mean, you look like you could.
I look like I could. I always get asked if I'm like in a band or whatever, and I'm just like,
or in a band of dwarves.
In a band of dwarves, we call ourselves the trio of, I don't know. I can't think of a Lord of the Rings reference.
Hobbits.
Yeah, trio of hobbits. There you go. Yeah.
trio of Johns.
Oh, he's perked up again.
He's woken up.
Hello. Mr. Hangover's coming with a sentence. I liked it. Album of the Year is a bold statement, though, I have to say.
It's very kind of... So you had... do you know the band Architects?
I do.
So they had their album come out last year, which was All Our Gods Have Abandoned Us, and that was very much like my album of the year last year.
Yeah.
That kind of follows in the same route. It's the same kind of genre, but it's also quite... It's an emotional album, I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
It's very much... It's although you hear, like, you know, to someone who's not got a, quote, musically trained ear, you'll just hear screaming. But it is a very kind of emotional album. It takes you through loads of different stories and different feelings. And it's, like... I wouldn't say that there's a thing called dumb music, but this album is a very smart album.
Yeah.
So recommend it.
And it's the band is...
The band are called Our Hollow, Our Home.
Our Hollow, Our Home.
The track that you played is called Web Weaver. It's the most recent single.
There we go. And we're going to take Traffic and Travel. What are we going to come back with?
So I'm going to talk about Foo Fighters.
Splendid news. Good. All right. At last, a music review I like. This never happens. Good. Right. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going through new music for you. The week's new releases. Alex is with us and he's doing it. He's our work experience. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £101 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow. These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now. When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, it's time to slow down. Highways England.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, in a vast castle, an evil king created the Chicken McNugget. After much testing, he settled on the crafty mind of a chess champion chicken and the finest white paint from his dark, damp cellar. He then blended it with a pinch of sawdust and shaped it using an army of forest gnomes. The end.
Well, it's not quite the end. Chicken McNuggets are actually made with 100% chicken breast meat. No fairies and certainly no tails. And if you'd like one, they're served after 10:30 a.m.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Worcestershire, the M5 is closed southbound at Junction 4 for Bromsgrove because of an accident and a fuel spillage, and there are long queues on the approach from Junction 3 for Birmingham. In Leicestershire, the M1 is queuing northbound between Junction 21 for Leicester and 21A for Leicester North because of an accident, and the inside lane is closed there as well. On the M3 in Surrey, it's slow southbound between Junction 2 for the M25 and 3 for Lightwater because a car has overturned. And in Kent, on the ferries, P&O have delays of up to 2.5 hours between Dover and Calais because of bad weather. I'm Katie Tyler.
This Christmas, give the sports fans in your life a DVD you know they'll love. Go behind the scenes to witness the incredible rise of one of sport's most iconic fighters, Conor McGregor, Notorious.
Long after I'm gone, the story will be told.
89 is the dramatic, funny and unbelievable story of one of football's greatest triumphs.
And Arsenal have scored!
It's the best finish in a football match ever.
Ferrari, Race to Immortality is one of the best sporting films for years.
These guys are warriors.
Sports films on DVD. The perfect gifts this Christmas. Available now. Certificate 15 and under.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved? Well, a show shared is a show improved when it comes to the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, but now with Carol Malone, you lucky people, broadcaster and tip-top Fleet Street columnist, joining us every weekday morning. So be there from 6 on Talk Radio. A double dollop of trouble.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, there's a lot going on, of course, in the news. Not least, the snow is still around. That's still making the news because the newspapers are technically lazy and they've got some photographs left over of people tobogganing. So they've, got to use them all up. It's in the quota. Weather disruption is the headline today. There is a alien spacecraft passing by the Earth.
It's not an alien space.
Well, the Guardian, have said, right, there's a picture of this craft that's going past the Earth. It's twice the distance as the sun is away. It's twice the distance away. We spoke earlier on this programme to the chair of astronomy at Harvard University to answer the question that the Guardian have asked today, could this be an alien spaceship? It's on the front of the Guardian. The answer to that question, of course, is no. It's a lump of rock. But it's an unusual lump of rock because it's come from outside our solar system. And that's the first time this has been identified, anything like this has been identified. And it's a really unusual shape because it's like a long needle sort of cigar.
Cigar.
As indeed a lot of UFOs are.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, because UFOs aren't things.
They are.
I thought they were like kind of like plate shaped, not cigar.
No, there's a lot of evidence of cigar shaped UFOs.
There's no evidence. Okay. There's no evidence of actual UFOs.
Well, hang on, there is.
Where?
Well, because what does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
So there is evidence that some objects that fly are unidentified.
Okay, but you're talking about space vehicles.
I said UFOs.
For aliens.
I said UFOs. Unidentified flying objects, of which there are. For example, here's one.
Why could
I can identify that one.
I'm
that was
throwing
a
pen at you.
Yeah, why?
I'm trying to wake you up a bit. You look wrong.
Why do you think that's going to help?
The news is very complicated.
Why do you think... No, I don't care.
The news is
That's not acceptable.
You've got a hangover.
Yeah, I know.
The news is very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, you don't have to, Cornelius, because we're here to help. And how do we help? By analysing the news through Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
You know you're a crap terrorist when you only destroy a t-shirt.
than who's in haikus. I couldn't help but notice.
Oh, honestly, shut up.
I couldn't help but notice that that haiku was the same one that you did an hour ago. Normally we have three a day, and that was the same one as earlier. I wonder why that is.
Because it was so good, I dropped the other two. I just thought it's worth repeating.
I will say it is a good haiku, but it is the only one you've written because you're hungover, isn't it?
No, there are two
more. Isn't it, though?
There are two.
Out of interest, what are the other two?
Well, I can't do it without the music. Well, we don't have enough time.
I mean, we could literally put the music
on. We don't have enough time.
Put the music on again if you want.
It wasn't the exact same. The yaw was spelled with.
Just one of the other ones, if you want to. I mean, there isn't one.
You know you're a bad terrorist when you only
I mean
destroy a T-shirt.
Yeah, we've heard that one.
No, it's different.
You're getting booed. The news in hangover.
That's a good pun.
Anyway, look, Alex is with us. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Sorry. Alex has a work experience. I mean, he's literally getting a bad impression of how this place works.
I'm loving it.
It's accurate, but it's a bad impression. It's not professional, is it, Alex?
No, but
I love it. What a shower it is, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a little metaphor for the whole place, if I'm honest. Look at Cornelius now. That is a metaphor for this building, if ever there was one. Anyway, look, we've already talked about the metal. We've talked about metalcore. What are we doing now? Foo Fighters.
We're now going to talk about Foo Fighters, who brought out their new album, their ninth studio album, Concrete and Gold, which came out in earlier this year. And it's their ninth album since the band's inception back in 1994. It's had a bit of a mixed review, but I think it's quite good. I quite like it.
Do you know, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, but weirdly, I'm late to this album. I haven't even, and I know it came out ages ago, but it's one that I just haven't got around to it at all. So where does it rate in the pantheon of Foo Fighter albums?
I think in terms of reviews, it probably ranks in the middle. But again, like opinion, it's all about opinion and reviews and whether you like a band or not is just
that's how it
opinion.
Works.
Yeah. So I quite like this album. Like it's kind of what you expect from Foo Fighters now. It's kind of like middle of the road rock, but if you just want something to kind of chill out to, then for me it's perfect.
What track we're going to have a listen to?
So the track we're going to listen to is the track Run.
Here we go. It is. Foo Fighters. I mean, you hear it, you go, yep, that's Foo Fighters. That's what they sound like. And if you like it, you like it.
Yeah, it's recognisable now across, I think, everyone who, even people that aren't into rock, go, yeah, that's that band with Dave Grohl in it.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know that it's called the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of what you expect, middle of the road, but it's just a nice album. It's catchy. It's kind of what you expect now.
With their last album, the one that they did,
Sonic Highway,
yes, recorded all around different cities, wasn't it?
That was part of the documentary.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a very good album. Actually, I thought there was the very strong tracks on that, and the fact that they'd done a load of different styles to record, because they did it in different studios around around America and so around the world, in fact, of course. But it was there was quite a different sound to bits of it. Still Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But this has, you're right, it's gone back to the, I guess, that sort of core sound of you know.
Yeah.
Why change it?
Yeah, it was kind of like, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Mm.
And again, it'll be interesting to see what their 10th album sounds like, but I have a feeling it might sound like their 9th album, which is what a lot of people have been saying about this album and the last album. But I still like it, so nuts to what those people think.
All right, final track we're going to be hearing from you.
So a bit different, we're going to play a track from the singer-songwriter Newton Faulkner, who brought out his 6th album, Hit the Ground Running, earlier this year. He's always been like quite adventurous in his style. Even like when he brought his debut album back 10 years ago, he had like I'd never heard a singer-songwriter use sitars and a theremin in their songs before.
Yeah.
So he's gone down like quite electronic route now, and he's quite I don't know, sad to say he's gone a bit hipster.
A bit hipster.
A bit hipster. Mm. He's gone from having ginger dreads to having like a ginger dread man bun, which is interesting to say the least. The single from this, the track is called Smoked Ice Cream.
Is it Newton Faulkner? It's not metalcore, is it?
No, it's not metalcore. No. But I used to really like his older albums when they first came out when I was about 16, 17. And last year, there was a musical rendition of Green Day's American Idiot album. So I went to go and see that in the West End, and it was quite good, but he was in it.
He played the main one, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the main character, and I was like, sweet, I get to listen to an album that I quite like in a musical fashion and see an artist that I used to really like growing up as a teenager. And yet, I was kind of like, not to ruin anything, because it's not on anymore, but not to ruin the story, but he spent half of the play in his underwear. Or in underwear, and I was kind of horrified, because that's like my teenage kind of like, not idol, but someone I really looked up to as a teenager.
And you didn't want to see him in his pants.
And he's in his underwear on stage for like an hour. And I was like, I don't know how to feel at this point in my life.
I'm a confused teenager all over again.
Yes, exactly.
I'd forgotten he did the Green Day thing, actually, which I never saw the Green Day musical. I'm kind of a fan of when they take albums and turn them into musicals, because I like to see how tenuously they've done it. The best, and by which I mean slash worst, but it comes full circle to be best again, is the Meatloaf one. Have you seen the Bat Out of Hell?
I haven't seen it, but I really want to. I know it's come back round again.
It's back in the West End in London, I think, in February. But it's an epic, but it's ludicrous. it's ludicrous anyway as an album, but brilliant, of course. Bat Out of Hell's an amazing album. But the way they then weave stories around it that weren't anything to do with the original, but they've now bolted on a musical. And I kind of like the audacity of musicians when they sort of do that.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Steinman goes, oh, all right, I've made this bombastic, ludicrous album years ago with Meatloaf. Let's turn it into a play set in the future where a post-apocalyptic... It's like, what? What are you doing? It's like the Queen one as well. You know, the
We Will Rock You. Yeah, I didn't see that one either, but I would have loved to see
nonsense,
it.
But so I want to see the Green Day one, just see if it translates. Anyway, look, we're out of time. Let me tell you this, though, Alex. Marcus has been on the social media, because he's modern. Big fan of this music review. More of this, please. Hashtag good work, Gimli.
Hey.
So, you know, as you do look like Gimli the Dwarf, he's onto you. He's onto it. So
I like that.
So there we go. You have a fan.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in, though. Work experience. Punditry for you there. Reviewing music. We'll do one tomorrow with a different work experience, because that's the work experience. That's just how nice we are. What are we doing tomorrow? Christmas things. Christmas present treats in tomorrow's work experience punditry. You all right, Cornelius?
Yeah, he's fine.
Take that
Take
that as a no. He's very hungover. It was the work Christmas party last night, and Cornelius didn't fare well, suffice to say. He's been sick in a bin. Right, so after the news at 3, the big debate is on the way. We will also be playing a game of Norwegian black metal band, you'll like that, Alex, or Eskimo word for snow.
Inuit. You have to say Inuit.
Sorry, Eskimo word for Inuit.
No.
On Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
5 pots of tea, check. 12 boxes of biscuits, check. 2 kilos of Christmas pudding, check. 20 mince pies, check.
Be telly ready with your free copy of The Sun's 120-page Christmas TV mag. Don't miss out on any festive TV and movies with our 3 weeks' worth of complete Christmas and New Year listings. Pick up your copy this Saturday only with The Sun.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now. When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, it's time to slow down. Highways England.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now, getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Claire with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK braces itself for more cold weather, gambling in youngsters, and man flu is real.
Talk Radio.
The freezing weather is causing travel disruption across the UK. The AA says it's been called out to 1,000 breakdowns an hour, while 16 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow. There's also delays of up to 6 hours on the Eurotunnel, which have had a knock-on effect on local traffic. AA patrolman Nick Evers says those heading out should be prepared.
When you go out in temperatures like this, in weather like this, you can get caught up, you can get caught in traffic jams, etc. So make sure there's plenty of fuel in your car, make sure you've got a warm coat in the car just in case of any problems, a fully charged mobile phone, maybe a hot drink even.
More wintry showers are expected in places later today. Officials in New York have now charged a man following yesterday's bomb attack at Port Authority Station. 4 people were injured, including the suspect who's accused of terror offences. It's been revealed that 12% of 11 to 16-year-olds have spent some of their own money on gambling in the past week. It's down 4% compared to last year's survey from the Gambling Commission. The report says some computer games and free-to-play casino promotions are exposing youngsters to it. Mark Etches, who's the chief executive of Gamble Aware, told Talk Radio it's a real worry.
I think we are sleepwalking into a potential public health storm for our young people, I have to say. To have over 500,000 young people from 11 through to 16 to be gambling, and of those, this report says 25,000 may be considered as problem gamblers. It is a real issue.
And it turns out man flu might not be a myth, and a few days on the sofa really is the best medicine. While a study found men have a lower immunity than women and a higher risk of death from viral infections.
I knew man flu was real.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying this for years.
Yeah, you got a rubbish immune system.
Speaking as a man. Now science is on our side.
So not only can we have babies, but we have the best immune system.
Yeah.
I mean, women are awesome.
I mean, I'm not denying that.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying...
Because you're not in a room to do it.
I'm not.
I mean, you've got one man that can't move next to you.
No, and he's barely a husk of a man, let alone a man. He's just an empty shell.
And then three women.
And I've got three women staring at me in an angry way. Chloe, Katie and Claire. So, but hang on, vindicated, because yep. Man flu is a thing. Because you've spent all your time going...
Well, yeah, it's not. It might not be a myth. I mean, apparently, you have a lower immunity than women. And this is the higher risk of death from viral infections. It's just really bad for you guys. So,
yeah,
sucks to be
you. We have to put up with so much.
Not only are you hungover, mate, but also... Don't want a viral infection.
Look at you.
Got a high risk.
You're not even listening, are you?
No.
Death is on its way anyway.
He's really not well. Look at his face. He's just not well.
I'm going to get a Chinese tonight.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
Nice you're paying attention.
Thanks for sharing that. That's cultural appropriation. The big debate is on the way very shortly. I wanted to pick you up on one thing, though, Claire. Now, earlier, when you talked about space rocks and aliens, you spoke to or you played a clip of somebody from...
From the UK Planetary Society or Committee.
Who was from Birmingham?
Yes, yeah.
But you just played a clip of someone talking about the weather.
Yep.
who was also from Birmingham.
It's the only clips I have.
You haven't really gone outside of the Midlands for any of your
news. Well, no, I've gone quite far, though, because I'm in London right now, so I've travelled all the way up there to get that
to interview
for you.
One person.
Yeah, about two subjects.
He sounded... Have we got the space clip? So this is the man you spoke to earlier about the asteroid that's going past.
Hang on, we've got to work out where it was. I can't remember when it was.
Okay, I think it was midday or something. Here it is.
This is the first time we've actually observed an object flying through our solar system which doesn't originate in the solar system.
Right.
And many of the comets are in an area called the Oort cloud.
So he's from the Midlands, right? Many of the comets are right in this area of the thing. But then you played the guy talking about the travel and the
weather
disruption.
Yeah.
And he sounded like this. Like this.
Like this.
Like this.
When you go out in temperatures like this, in weather like this, you can get caught up. You can get caught in traffic.
If you go out in temperatures like this, you can get caught up.
Make sure there's plenty of fuel in your car.
Make sure you've got a warm coat in your car and you carry a warm coat and a drink.
Very clever people.
So you've literally, I mean, everyone's from Birmingham today. I don't know why. Anyway, just sort of point that out.
Well,
a little
great
observation there.
Nice.
And now here's some weather.
Shall we do the weather?
Yeah, let's do the weather. Come on.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another
can
chilly...
you do it in a Birmingham accent?
Do you know what I can't do? I can do Australian.
Can
I'm
you?
Better after a drink with my Australian, but I'm not sure I can do Australian in weather.
Give it a try.
No,
it's
because
what the nation wants.
No, I'll do
come
it.
Come on.
I'll practice it and I'll come back and do it.
All right, fine.
Oh, I went a bit northern then on myself. Look, give me a glass of wine and I'll be Australian any day.
Another chilly day. Just lick Com.
His face.
Yeah. You'll get drunk.
Look, hey, it's cold out there. Wintry showers will arrive from the west later. Roads are going to be icy. Be really careful. Highs of around 7 Celsius in the southwest. It's going to be colder elsewhere, though.
Thank you very much indeed.
You are so welcome.
Claire's back with bonus news at 3:30 today. All of the vegetable news you could possibly eat, frankly, at 3:30. Big debate is on the way on Talk Radio. Next, sport with Alex.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Well, as you can imagine, Jose Mourinho was really looking forward to speaking to the press this afternoon about what happened in the tunnel after the Manchester derby.
This press conference is pre-Bournemouth.
But things have come out since we lost.
Yeah, no, but I keep saying that this is pre-Bournemouth.
But did that deter the journos? Not a bit of it, and they eventually teased this out of him.
The only thing I can say is that for me, it was just a question of diversity. In behaviours, diversity in education, just that, and nothing more than that.
Earlier, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola insisted they did not over-celebrate their victory at Old Trafford. City coach Mikel Arteta suffered a cut to his head in the fracas afterwards. And he told Jurgen Klopp to stop moaning about Everton's penalty in the Merseyside derby, but Sam Allardyce has defended his opposite number this afternoon, saying his behaviour in a post-match interview was the result of the huge pressure on modern-day managers. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Dibble. Alex Dibble there with the pre-recorded sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go. So the newspapers today all continuing with the story that the UK is held in an icy grip. It's the same kind of grip that anyone who's got too close to a certain member of the management team here would know all about. I'm just one of them, to be honest. I mean, I could name people across the industry, but I won't. Now's not the time. Anyway, as the weather continues to be all weathery, naturally the newspapers are longing for this weather spell to continue, given that the only other things they've got to write about at the moment are A, Brexit. Boring. Literally nobody buys a paper when that's a headline on the front. That's why The Guardian today have mostly gone with, is this an alien spacecraft with a picture of the asteroid that's going past the Earth? To which we all know the answer is no, but at least they've given it a try. The Mail today tell us that Facebook is ripping society apart. That's on the front of the Mail. While the Sun have decided that Twitter is, and I quote their front page today, a playground for pedos. I don't know how exactly, presumably there's 280 dodgy characters hanging around the swings. Anyway, on the line is Matthew's on the line, ignoring everything I said, because you've called in to argue about mackerel. Is that right, Matthew?
That's right. I think something's got to be done about the mackerel situation.
Right. Tell us about the mackerel situation, if you would, because a lot of people, we're getting a lot of calls on this today, saying that mackerel should be banned as a fish. What is it? Yeah. What is it that's wrong with it?
I don't trust them. I think they're corrupt. I think they're corrupt to their core, John. I'd like, you know what it is? I ordered mackerel at a restaurant the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it arrived on my plate with his head still on, and it had a really shifty look.
Yeah.
It looked at me like Cornelius looking at a bin.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is today certainly a look. So did you, like Cornelius with the bin, did you vomit on the mackerel to register your displeasure? Or did you say, what happened?
Well, I did throw up on it. I vomited right on the fish.
Yeah.
And I had to apologise to all the staff at the restaurant.
Right.
And to my wife who was there and my kids who were there.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. It was humiliating, John.
So
and I blame the mackerel.
And blame the mackerel. And as a result, you want to see all mackerel taken out of the sea where it lives.
And put in the bin.
And put in the bin. Are you calling for bin or jail?
Oh, you know, jail's better. Let them serve their time.
Good. Right. So you want to see all mackerel jailed.
That's right, fish jail.
Right, let's bring in Jeff. Stay on the line, Matthew, because you make a very good point. Jeff, you're listening to that. You've called in to Talk Radio because you haven't got a life or anything better to do. What do you make of this? Matthew wants mackerel to be taken out of the sea. He doesn't trust it as a fish. It's the most untrustworthy fish in the sea. He wants to see it put in jail. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say hello, John.
Hello, Jeff.
I hope you had a good evening and all that.
Not really.
Well, firstly... Oh, shame. Well, I want to say, though, his arguments about mackerel are completely preposterous because I love mackerel.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it on toast, with chips,
yeah.
In a salad,
yeah.
In the bed,
yeah.
On a mountain,
yeah.
When doing taxis, in a taxi,
yeah.
Round my mum's, up your garden, in a roll, in a hole. I do like them, little John. I do like mackerel on a scone.
Is it your favourite fish? Out of all the fish in the sea, and there are plenty more.
Yeah, well, plenty of fish in the sea.
Plenty of fish in the sea. But
yeah,
what is it about mackerel that you are, you're a mackerel apologist?
Yeah, well, it's the religious angle, you see. I like the religious angle, because you're holy mackerel. And
yeah.
It's the food of Jesus. It's the food of Jesus.
Yeah. Well, also, also loaves, though. Loaves, aren't they, as well?
Well, yeah, they do. They do loaf. Yes.
I don't know that we know from the Bible that Jesus fed 5,000 people with mackerel. I don't think it was that specific. Presumably,
well, it doesn't say he didn't. It doesn't say he didn't.
To be fair, it doesn't say he didn't. Well, Matthew, he makes a point, doesn't he? We don't know, do we, Matthew, that the fish that Jesus had in the Bible wasn't mackerel. We don't know.
No, exactly. They don't detail that in the Bible.
No.
It could have been pilchards.
It could have been a tin of pilchards. You're right. Are you all right with pilchard? Pilchards are fine. Because I don't know whether mackerel...
Yeah.
Is it because it's oily? Is it oily?
Oops, excuse me, sorry. I just had to do something bad in a bin.
Yeah.
It's oily, it's salty, but you know what? Even then, just I hate the fish looking at me. You know what I mean? They look at you with that look. Look that says I'm watching you.
Here's a question for you. Would you... But other fish look at you for a start. Anyway, we'll get on to that. But look, here's a question for you. Would you be happy if mackerel... had, say, a alignment surgery. So it changed it into a different fish. If it wanted to identify, say, as a mackerel, wanted to identify, I don't know, as a cod or a halibut, would you be happy that the taxpayer would fund fish alignment surgery to change the mackerel into another fish?
Look, there's nothing wrong with people needing to recollect their identity. Some people are born in the wrong skin.
Yeah, but it's
fish. But when it comes to mackerel, yeah. I just think I think they're taking the mack. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How are we going to change? How many fish are in the sea? And how much is that going to cost us? How are we going to raise that money?
Right. Okay. No. So no, you make a good point. Again, Jeff, come back on that because he makes a good point. It's expensive, isn't it? If we want to have mackerel to re-identify as a different fish, say a turbot, it's going to cost the taxpayer thousands of pounds, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. But, you know, as you well know, people and fish can identify however they want. So if a mackerel wants to come on board and say, look, I no longer identify as a mackerel,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm now a puffin. I mean, that's a type of fish, isn't it?
Yeah. So here's an idea. Here's an idea that you could raise money, right? This is what the government have said. This is a pilot scheme, right? And I want to know what you think about it. So they're saying to raise enough funds to have mackerel re-identify as a different kind of fish, there's going to be a congestion charge for British waters, right? So the idea is that if a fish wants to enter British waters, it has to pay £10, like a car in London. All of the cities, right? The fish pays £10. That raises enough money for mackerel to re-identify, have the alignment surgery, however they want to do it. But that's going to pay itself funding. So is that, Matthew, rather than be anti-mackerel, that's more, if it's paying for itself and it's not costing you anything, Matthew, why do you care?
Well, I care because I'm a little bit alarmed that these fish are self-aware. They're the only fish that actually have an identity to get confused by.
Yeah.
And really, there's only one explanation for it. Aliens.
You're saying aliens?
I'm saying aliens.
So you think...
I'm saying the fact this has coincidentally happened just when a cigar starts floating in our solar system.
Yeah.
There's not a coincidence here.
So you think that the fact that there is an asteroid going past the Earth today at twice the distance of the Sun, and you think that is directly linked to mackerel?
Yeah, mackerel becoming intelligent, having identities and requesting identity realignment surgery.
Here's the government figure. Jeff, you'll know this. Government have said 40,000 more mackerel.
40,000 more mackerel.
By 2018.
18, yeah.
Yeah. Can you, Jeff, can you put yes or no? Simple question, Jeff. Yes or no? How many more mackerel, as far as you're concerned, yes or no?
Yes.
Matthew?
No.
Hmm.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
Well, he would. I mean, he's got a point. Could you... All right, would you... Final question, really. Would you be happy if... we know from watching Blue Planet 2 that there's a lot of plastic in the sea, don't we? We know that. Right, would you be happy if we replaced all fish... So that's the problem. Fish and turtles and such like are getting tangled in plastic. What if we just took all of the fish out, not just the mackerel, Matthew, but all fish and sea life out and just had plastic in the sea to look at? It's equally beautiful. It can swim about on the waves, right? It's floating about, can't it, the plastic? Would you be happy with that? You get rid of fish, mackerel specifically, replace it with plastic, plasticrel.
It's funny you should mention that, because I brought a petition over to the government earlier.
Yeah.
I call it the plaquerel petition.
Yeah.
And it's to make sure that this does happen.
Yeah.
And it happens with an independent, diverse jury.
Right, okay.
Well, where do you end there? You're replacing all the fish. So is it birds next? You can have little rubber ducks on the sea and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Here we are.
Okay, well, that's solved that. Look, thank you for calling in, Matthew and Jeff, obviously. Jeff, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Return of the mackerel.
Thank you, Matthew.
Return of the mackerel.
Thanks. There it is. What do you think? Do we need mackerel? I mean, we've got a lot of other fish. Matthew says we don't need mackerel. He doesn't trust it. It's oily. It looks at him. He doesn't like it. Do we need it? Should mackerel have an alignment surgery to identify as other fish? They're perfectly happy to do that. And if we have a congestion charge in the sea, that means mackerel then pay to enter the sea, then that's paid for itself, hasn't it? What do you think? Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
at talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 2017. You know, we live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got headphones now and sick in a bin. Why do we need mackerel? It's the big debate on Talk Radio, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26 and 8p. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
5 pots of tea, check. 12 boxes of biscuits, check. 2 kilos of Christmas pudding, check. 20 mince pies, check.
Be telly ready with your free copy of The Sun's 120-page Christmas TV mag. Don't miss out on any festive TV and movies with our 3 weeks' worth of complete Christmas and New Year listings. Pick up your copy this Saturday only with The Sun.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound on the M42, some delays there with that closure at the link road to the M42 North Carriageway. An accident there, a lorry involved causing the delays. Congestion back towards Junction 3 at Portway in Redditch. The diversion is via the M40 Junction 16, turn around at the roundabout at 16 and then rejoin the M42 northbound from the M40. Now, the M5 southbound has reopened. At Junction 4 there was an earlier jackknife lorry closing at the area just around Bromsgrove, but that seems to be back to normal now. Bit of congestion though back towards 3 at Helslow Inn. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Only another 204 presents to go.
Long night ahead. 100 gram packs of Nescafe Azera coffee are now half price at the Co-op. Only £2.99. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Was £5.99, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 2nd January 2018.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock. Last night was the work Christmas party on a Monday. I mean, who does that? Mm. Who arranges a work Christmas drinks do on a Monday night? I'll tell you who. Cheap people. Because it's the venues aren't expensive on a Monday, are they? Because no one wants to go there.
Are they not?
No, that's why people do it on a Monday. That's why they did it. But it doesn't bode well for those of us who have to go to work the next day. I'm specifically talking about you. Because you don't look...
Fine.
You're not fine. You've been sick in a bin twice.
I haven't. You're lying about
okay,
that.
Beg your pardon. 3 times.
No.
And then, but the last one was just more drooling.
No.
So I'm not sure what it counts as. And I think it was left
Stop
over from the last
talking about
sick.
It. All right. It makes me feel sick.
You're not.
Again.
Yeah, I know. You're not well, though, are you?
No.
No. So...
I'm going to get a Chinese.
So there's... So there's a hungover Cornelius. That's what we're dealing with today. Chloe was there last night as well, of course, and she looks all right. Chloe's perky, look. She's okay. Yeah, Katie didn't even go.
Nauseatingly chirpy.
Yeah, Katie didn't even go. Did you, Katie? You didn't even go.
No, I was busy working.
See,
radio doesn't sleep. You see.
Yeah. So there you go, Katie pressing the buttons there. Mm-hmm. But you're not well at all.
No, I'm not.
Now we did at the do last night. I mean, I'm fine. But at the do last night, we did decide between us, I admit a drink had been taken. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. We decided that perhaps we didn't have to do the show today and we could just pre-record it.
Pre-record?
Yeah.
Done by many.
Yeah. Not all shows are live.
No.
Look behind the scenes, you know, but this one is.
Yeah, obviously. We're live. The time is now.
Yeah. But often shows aren't live, and we thought we could pre-record this show, so we wouldn't have to do it today. But we didn't think of that till we were there and drunk. Is the key issue. So what we decided to do was, if regular listeners will know, we have an opening menu to the show, which is kind of a, you know, what's going on in the news, what we're going to be talking about on the show, what's coming up, all that kind of stuff. Right. So you reminded me this morning that we did pre-record one.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we could have just run it,
yes.
And then I needn't have come in. So we thought we'd play it now, because I can't remember this. So what happened? We just had this idea and then you...
I came up to you with this idea. We were discussing what we were going to do on the show today. I was just like, why don't we just not go in?
Right.
and I'll email this clip. And to think, we thought that this could perhaps be used
on the radio.
Should we have a listen?
Yeah.
The show work tomorrow.
Do your opening link now. Do your opening menu.
What's how am I going to do that?
So I'm still recording.
Yeah.
I'll see the news.
What's the news tomorrow?
So the news, technically,
At
1:03.
Yeah.
It's still about the freezing weather.
Right. So introduce.
No, so write your bit about the news.
Yeah. No, introduce it though. What am I doing?
John Holmes.
Hello.
On Talk Radio right. For now.
What do you want me to do, you drunk man?
No. Do your opening menu right now.
Yeah, but I don't know what's in the new. I don't know what's going to be.
It's freezing weather.
So you want me to just do it?
Do your opening menu on the freezing weather right now.
Okay. Hi there, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and there's a load of... what did you say? What was it? It was drunk weather? Drunk weather?
No.
No? What did you say it was?
It's your opening menu.
Yes, I know, but what is...
The bit where you compare... what's that?
You have to make your way to the front, please. Cause
yeah, I know. We're just sort of recording the opening of a radio show.
Right now.
You're right now. We're live on air. Ignore her. She doesn't work with us.
A man has thrown us out of the thing. Anyway, so here we are. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. It's 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Cornelius is very, very, very drunk. And so... okay, fine.
So you go this way, though. Thank you.
This is our opening menu. This is 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Con.
No. It's tomorrow. No.
This poor man. This poor man.
Just because he works in security, don't presume he's poor.
Have a Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy.
You know what? We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
I think we could have got away with that. I think if we just put that on air, we could have got
just
away
with all the production and stuff.
Yeah,
and
with the music
there, a tiny
it.
Bit of editing.
I mean,
it would have been fine.
No one would have noticed. That was all. That was better than a lot of the things we do.
Yeah, it was. Oh dear.
I thought our security people were very nice.
You know what? They were very understanding.
Yeah.
And helpful at one point.
Yeah. when they picked you up.
Yeah. No, it's a fun evening. We should talk about the Wireless Group Awards, the most prestigious awards in radio.
Why would we do that?
Because what was bizarre about them?
So there were awards. This is like workplaces do this, don't they? They have their own internal awards, best marketing or something, that kind of thing.
Not for this.
I mean, not
company.
For this station, clearly. Yeah, that, there's not even a department that deals with that. It seems the entire marketing department of this building is Ian Lee saying the word Talk Radio on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
What were the awards for? I mean, it was just rewarding people.
Oh, there was all sorts, weren't there?
Yeah.
There was a Best Speech Show, which was won by Hawksby and Jacobs.
Over on Talk Sport, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. That's the only one I listened to.
What's an activation team?
Oh, they won.
It said... It said best activation team.
Reminds me, actually.
Which seemed to indicate to me that there was more than one activation team, but there isn't.
No.
So the winner of best activation team was the activation team. So as awards go, it wasn't a hotly contested category.
It was bizarre anyway.
I don't even know what that is.
The prize was a bottle of champagne, which doesn't count for much at a free bar. I mean, it's very weird. And also, each one was presented by a celebrity.
Yeah, they had a screen.
On a screen,
yeah,
so they weren't there.
No, obviously.
They were on a screen and opening the envelope and going, congratulations.
Best activation team.
Yeah, what was bizarre was that three of those videos were Pat Sharp. Not one, but three.
I'm not saying they couldn't get anyone.
Another one was the Times Royal Photographer.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Please welcome to present this award on video. Even he couldn't even bother to turn up. Arthur Edwards, the photographer.
It was literally like who was around that day.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pat Sharp was doing. Pat Sharp was just glad of the work.
He just walked.
It was so bizarre.
It was a bit odd.
But congratulations to all the winners.
Yes. Well done, activation team. Whatever you are. Well done. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, here's what's going to happen. Claire's here. She's going to have the news and she's going to have some bonus news. It's going to be vegetable news. And then we will be playing a game, a news-led game, if you like, of Norwegian black metal band or Eskimo word for snow. Because there's a whole cliche about Eskimos having a 50 or 100 words for snow. Turns out that's true. So we're laughing and learning, Claire.
Inuit.
Sorry, Eskimo word for Inuit.
No.
We're going to be playing a black metal band or word for snow on Talk Radio in the next half an hour. But at just after 3:30, Claire's here with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Met Office has issued a warning for icy conditions across large parts of the UK for the rest of today and into tomorrow morning. Hundreds of schools are closed for a second day, with drivers and commuters facing travel disruption. Flights from Heathrow have been cancelled and there are delays on the Eurotunnel. The AA says it's been called out to 1,000 breakdowns an hour. Relatives of those killed in the Grenfell Tower fire have handed a petition to Downing Street asking for changes to an inquiry into the tragedy. They want more diversity on the panel looking into what happened. A man is to face three charges, including supporting an act of terrorism after an explosion in a bus station in New York, while police in Bangladesh have also identified and are now questioning the suspect's wife. Officials say the amateur-level device didn't fully ignite during yesterday's morning rush hour. Scientists are looking into whether an alien artefact has passed the Earth in October. A large cigar-shaped object named Umar Umar was spotted by researchers at the University of Hawaii. Well, it's now being investigated by the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. But Andy Lau from the UK Planetary Society told Talk Radio it's not aliens, but it is special.
This is the first time we've actually observed an object flying through our solar system which doesn't originate in the solar system. And many of the comets are in an area called the Oort cloud, which surrounds our solar system. But this object seems to be a bit of debris which has been blasted out of its own solar system somewhere else in the galaxy and has drifted through into ours.
And the age-old argument surrounding man flu could be finally resolved. Dr. Carl Sue's research has suggested that men could have a weaker immune system than women and a higher risk of death from viral infections. Well, these people told Talk Radio their views.
Whenever I have man flu, it lasts longer and it's more intense.
I think it's completely made up. I really don't think it's any worse than the flu that a woman would receive.
My husband always complains, even if he's got a sniffle, it's the worst thing.
I can imagine you're a bit of a complainer, John.
No, far from it.
Yes, you are. It's the worst.
You've got your hangover. You've been moaning about that all day.
Yeah, my manover.
Mangover.
Yeah.
That's because he's got a low immune system. I've got to feel sorry for you now.
By the way.
Yeah.
So, space news.
Mm-hmm.
I've just realised why we've been talking about this all day and why we've been running it.
Because there's nothing else in the news.
Yeah. Is this PR for the new Star Wars film?
Oh my goodness, maybe.
Because if you think
I bought into it.
What has happened? It can't be a coincidence that this whole space rock thing is going past the Earth when in the weekend the new Star Wars film's coming out.
My mind is blown.
It's literally a marketing campaign.
Yeah,
and we've fallen for it. And Trump has just announced, have you seen this? Trump has just announced that he's going to send astronauts back to the moon this afternoon. He's just said this.
What, this afternoon he's going to send them back?
He's sending them back. I think he said he wants to put astronauts back on the moon. That's what he's going to do.
Right.
I think they're all going to be Muslims. And the reason he just wants to get rid of them. So he's got he's not keen with keeping them out of America is not enough for him. He wants to send all Muslims to the moon to live, and then he's going to build a wall between the Earth and the moon make them pay for it.
Space war.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And that rock that's flying past is like
the
first.
There's some weather.
There's not a jingle. You just have to.
No,
just
do not a half pass. Yeah.
Well, it's going to remain chilly out there. I'm just trying to stop you from talking about the moon. Right. We're going to see some rain to the west, which could turn roads icy once again. Highs of 6 degrees Celsius. Significantly cold elsewhere, though. More in half an hour.
There's more now. It's time for bonus news. The news is not long enough. It just doesn't cover everything off. There's not enough time. So here we are with bonus news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. That covers most things in the world. Today, it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
And Claire's got it.
Well, the world's first roasterant See what I did there? Has right. opened in London, created by McCain. The pop-up potato restaurant was created after new research revealed that two-thirds of the public couldn't imagine a roast dinner without potatoes. Well, the menu with the all-you-can-eat potatoes and various other roast dinner favourites lets you shove as much as you want for just £5. There's also a gravy micro brewery to cater for all.
Now,
vegetable news.
Thank you. Now, for a start, I mean, anybody, literally anybody, could imagine a roast dinner without potatoes. I mean, you can imagine it.
You can imagine.
Yeah, it'd have to be a very, very, very unimaginative person to not be able to mentally picture a plate with everything on it but some potatoes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I can imagine it now. I mean, let's all imagine a roast dinner without potatoes now. Let's do it. Just prove we can.
He's yawning.
Cornelius is basically asleep.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't get about it is there's the potatoes and there's vegetables, but then there's no meat or nut roast, so it's just basically a plate of potatoes. So it's almost lost its
yeah.
way.
So you don't get anything other than potatoes.
As far as I read, which wasn't far in the let's be honest, that you get vegetables and potatoes.
But that's
all you can eat. £5, no meat in that.
But I think that's fine. I think people have the roast potatoes as a bar snack, don't they?
I was happy with the gravy.
Yeah, I used to have that. The Toby Carver used to be my local before I moved. Bowl of
great anecdote.
Yeah, bowl of roast potatoes for £1 at the bar.
No,
that's that's good.
And that's great. You know. Thing is, also what I used to do, pick it up, walk over to the Carvery, bit of gravy, bit of cranberry on there. It's like a full meal.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I mean, the cranberry is free, but I used to work in a restaurant and they used to bring them out at the end of the day. We were always really excited
You used to read the news in a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was ready with my potato news. Yeah. And when I read that news, they then brought out the potatoes. But we were always really excited because you got to eat the potatoes no one wanted.
Yeah.
Probably been there for like 7 hours.
Yeah, and you know, and bar snacks have people's
vegetable news.
Have people's urine on it as well, don't they?
Trying to move us on. Meanwhile, a new study, sticking with potato news, a new study has revealed how important the potato is. The research has concluded the tasty root vegetable was responsible for centuries of relative peace in Europe, preventing countless wars and perhaps even ensuring the presentation of the family tree that eventually led to you. You're a potato.
Vegetable news.
I didn't really get that one.
I don't understand that either. So what? So potato... Hang on. Music's run out. I have to...
Let's start again. It's awkward.
Vegetable news.
Yeah. So we are all descended from potatoes.
Something like that.
Okay, fine. Further story?
I didn't get that one either. I read into it. A court in northern India has asked the state government to consider if garlic is a vegetable or a spice. The question arose when the court was hearing just about another case and asked the state government whether selling garlic in a grain market should attract goods and service tax. The state government will submit its reply later this week, the Times of India has reported.
Right.
Ooh. Vegetable news. That's
so it could reclassify everything.
That's a good one, I think.
Like Jaffa cakes did.
I don't remember that.
Do you not remember the Jaffa cake?
Was it like a biscuit or a cake?
Yeah, because it was about VAT, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's extra tax on cakes and not biscuits all the other
way around. Didn't read the news that day, obviously.
It's on biscuits.
Is it?
Yeah, because why would they call their product a Jaffa cake if they didn't want to pay tax on it?
Yeah, that's true. It would be Jaffa biscuits. But it is a cake, though, I think.
Yeah, they did. I remember this was on QI. They actually baked a big Jaffa cake, like a full-size one, just to prove it.
Yeah. They could have just got a small Jaffa cake out and just shown it.
Yeah, but no, but then... Well,
Cornelius isn't well today, can you tell?
So, is garlic a vegetable or a spice?
I think you'd have to ask a vampire.
Let's find one of those.
Yeah, that's how to do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we await that decision.
Yeah, good.
Everything, that could change everything. What a game changer.
Yeah, I want to go to that restaurant, though. I'm sort of thinking I now want a roast potato.
They do all sorts with the potatoes.
What, licorice all sorts? That's weird.
They do a chocolate gravy.
I saw that, and a jerk gravy as well.
A beef brisket.
Only anyone wants that.
A fried egg and pineapple.
It said... I read it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I've
literally stopped listening to you about half an hour ago.
Oh, I know. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, we will play a weather-related game of Norwegian black metal band or Eskimo word for snow. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Bosch 27-piece mini ratchet set for just £9.99, or a set of four Stanley bevel-edged chisels for only £21. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 still got a closure in place just on the north side at the link road to the M42 north carriageway. It's because of an accident involving a lorry. Congestion back on the M42 towards junction 3 at Portway and Redditch. The north M1, an early accident still causing some queues there between 21 at the M69 and 21A at Leicester for the A46. Very slow going around there, even though all lanes have opened. And the north side of the M1 at junction 33 for Catcliffe, a breakdown there is causing some heavy delays with a lane closed on the exit to Slip Road. I'm Lucia Clifford.
At the Co-op, 2 litre bottles of Pepsi Max are only £1.25. Perfect for when Martin and Val pop by for a Christmas get-together. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 2nd of January 2018.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You called Lembit Opic what at the party? What? Did you? Right. Okay.
Go away.
All right. Cornelius is a little bit hungover. There was a work party last night, the Christmas party, of course, and Cornelius had too many drink and doesn't feel very well today and has been sick in a bin.
I have not. Why do you keep saying that?
Because you... Look, something came out of you. Into a bin. At least you weren't like producer Dave. Who got out of a taxi... Lay on the pavement,
flat down on the pavement
in the street,
and then puked,
and just vomited out of the side of his mouth, all over the pavement and himself.
Oh, don't! That was very funny.
So anyway, so happy Christmas, everyone. Do you know what? There's a lot going on in the news, though. Not least the news that as the Guardian have put today, they've asked a question. Whenever a newspaper asks a question, you always know the answer is no. But they do it anyway. Could this be an alien spaceship? Say The Guardian, with a picture on the front of the paper of a rock in space. No, it's not. It's a rock. It's not an alien spaceship. But it is flying past. Earlier, we spoke to the chair of astronomy at Harvard about this, and it is an item from the outside our solar system, so completely from a different solar system, and they've never identified anything quite like it before. So it is a bit unusual. It's a rock. So that's in the news. There's a lot going. What else is in the news, Cornelius? Do you know any of it? That's a no. Right, fine. Okay, well, experts have
said... Potato restaurant?
There's a potato restaurant, yes. Mothers should be paid to breastfeed. That's a new job for you. Michael Gove is boosting aid cash to fight against ocean plastic. Web giants could be prosecuted for online abuse. That is what Theresa May is saying. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated in the news, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. All right, you don't have to, because we are here to help. And how are we helping? I'll tell you how. By analysing the news using Japanese poetry. Syllables, isn't it? 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
You know you're a crap terrorist when you only destroy a t-shirt.
The same haiku you've already done twice. That literally, I mean...
No, your was spelt differently.
You haven't really done any work today, have you?
Don't say that.
I mean...
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes. I wrote that haiku.
Yeah. The news in haikus. Radio in the afternoons. Bit different to other afternoon shows, isn't it? or anything, to be honest with you. So here we are then, and we arrive at news-led entertainment in the form of a game. And today it is a game of Norwegian black metal band... or Eskimo word for snow. Famously, of course, the Eskimos, Inuits, I think we have to call them now, have 100 words for snow, okay? That's like a cliche, but it is true. So we're going to be playing a game of Norwegian black... What's your knowledge of Norwegian black metal like, Cornelius? Because you're about to play this as well with, of course, a player... on the radio.
I mean, obviously, I don't know any of it, so stupid
right.
Question.
Okay. How are you on Inuit words for snow?
Why are you talking to me?
Okay. He's very hungover. Let's hope Beth isn't. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm fine. Cornelius here, though, is very, very hungover, Beth.
Oh, God.
I know. He's been sick in a bin and everything.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, he has, Beth. How are you, Beth? What do you do, Beth? Where do you do it? What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a student at Stortford.
All right. OK. Well, look, it's good to talk to you. What's your knowledge of Norwegian black metal bands like?
Not very good.
OK. And how is your knowledge of the Inuit language?
What's that?
Well, you say that. Well, you know Eskimos?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to call them Inuits now, apparently, which is fine. But they've got about 50 or 100 words for snow. So this, Beth, is where you get to play against Cornelius here, who's very hungover. You get to play a game of a Norwegian black metal band or Eskimo word for snow, all right? I'll call out a list of things. You just say band or snow. That's it.
Okay.
And you'll be playing against Cornelius. Here we go. Chloe's going to be keeping score. So snow all over the United Kingdom, as we know from the news. But what is the Inuit word for it? Let's begin. Cornelius versus Beth, alphabetical order. Cornelius first. Cornelius, Band or Snow, Rotlana, Norwegian black metal band or Inuit word for snow?
Band.
No, it's Crusted Snow. Rotlana. Beth, your turn. Gahanna. Gahanna.
Snow.
No, it's a death metal band. I'm sorry. It's Gahanna. Hootlin. Hootlin.
Band.
No. The Inuit word for individual flakes of snow. Hootlin. See, we're laughing and learning. Beth, band or snow? Hootie.
Band.
Yes, Hootie and the Blowfish. American band, very good. Klim.
Band.
No. Snow when reflected in light, in like headlights. They call it klim. Flunk. Beth.
Snow.
Band, I'm afraid. Flunk are a band. Coldbran. With a K. Coldbran.
Band.
Yes, they are a Norwegian black metal band. Very good. Gorogoth. Beth, Gorogoth.
Band.
Yes. Yay. Now we're getting it. Yeah, yeah. Tronkyin.
Band.
No.
Are any of them bands?
Well, we've just had three, if you were listening. Which you weren't. Right. Tronkyin isn't a band. It is the Inuit word for the first snowfall of the year. Tronkyin. Krippilana. Krippilana. Beth.
No.
Yes, it's snow that shines in a kind of blue way. Krippilana, that's what they call it. Blotya. Blotya.
Band?
No, it's blowing snow. It's when snow is blown across the place. Blotya. Protla, Beth. Protla.
Band.
No, it's snow that's packed around caribou meat to keep it to keep it fresh. They call it protla. The Inuit peoples. Natfrost.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got one. Norderfrost.
No.
Band. Norderfrost, black metal band. Quinyaya. Quinyaya.
Band.
No, it's snow with dog crap in it. Well, it is. That's what, you know, because obviously sledding and the huskies and they poo in the snow. Ooh. And the word for snow with poo in it, dog poo, is called Quinyaya. So, we're all learning, aren't we? Aye? Eh? If that ever crops up at a pub quiz, fine. Chaka Chitlin. Chaka Chitlin. Beth.
Band.
Snow. It's snow that makes a sizzling sound when it lands on water. That's the Inuit word for that. Vintasori. Cornelius.
Band.
Yes. Ackercock. Beth.
Band.
Yes.
Yep. Sounds like a very wrong disco dance.
Meuk-skog. Meuk-skog. Are a band. Very good. And finally, Beth, for you, Einarl Thrak. Einarl Thrak.
Band.
Yes. Einarl Thrak are a band. Right, OK. Chloe's been working out the scores over through the glass. So, Chloe, we've got Beth there, student. Played very well, I thought, against a very, very, very hungover Cornelius, who's not very well at all. What are the scores, Chloe? Right.
Beth has four.
Yes.
And Con.
Yes.
Has four.
It makes Beth the winner. Well done, Beth. Congratulations, Beth.
Thanks.
There you go. And they said this programme was worthless. I mean, really, look at that. That's just education for you right there.
Apparently, this programme has been described in a meeting as just as a in-joke nuclear bomb of a show.
an in-joke nuclear bomb of a show.
Yeah, man.
Is that a
manager's meeting?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I have no idea.
Okay. I mean, there's no circumstance when a nuclear bomb is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how do you know this?
It's just someone messaged me, just saying...
They're sitting in a meeting now?
Yeah, they said, just hearing you're having an in-joke nuclear bomb of a show in our meeting. Ha!
I don't think that's a good thing.
No, I think, if anything, we're probably going to have a meeting after the show.
Literally the nuclear bomb fallout. But hang on a minute, though. I'd argue that that's how the best radio even works. Because that's the point, isn't it? Because listeners like the feel of a sort of show.
Well, I don't know whether they were.
Feel to it. I think people like that stuff. People identify with that. People are drawn into that stuff. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. I mean, that's just my opinion. You're not listening, are you?
Someone was talking in my ear and I got distracted.
Anyway, that's just about it from this in-joke nuclear bomb of a show.
We don't know if they were being negative about it.
No, we don't know that. But I imagine they were. Sam Delaney is with you next for Drive Time. He's here now in a hat. Hi, Sam.
It's a new hat.
It's a nice hat.
Very chilly.
It's a beanie-style hat.
It's a beanie-style hat. So we'll obviously be talking about Brexit because, frankly, why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We'll also be talking about sleepwalking. Lots of people sleepwalking, sleep driving.
Sleep driving?
No. Some people are so asleep that they get in their car and start driving about.
Wow. I mean, Cornelius has basically gone for this entire show asleep.
I've been sleep producing.
Look at the state of him.
A lot of people sleep broadcast.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Cornelius?
He had a little drink last night.
You look awful. Did you go to the Talk Radio Christmas party?
I did, yeah.
Did you make a spectacle of yourself?
I mean, he yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Well, it's like my mum said once many years ago when my brother came home and was locked in the toilet and she said how much she had to drink and his mate said he's had 6 pints, Mrs. Delaney. And she went, it's ridiculous, no one can be that thirsty. Sort of.
Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, think about it, there's no way you could have been thirsty, so you brought this on yourself.
Thirsty. Well, alcohol dehydrates you.
Yeah.
He's just not well.
Drink aware for the facts, guys. I think that's what we've learnt today.
I think we have. Yeah.
Also, donors opting out of giving your body part. I couldn't care less, could you?
Not really.
Take what you want.
Have what you want. I'm finished
Once
with it.
You're dead.
I mean,
you're
don't
dead.
Want anything that Cornelius has got.
Don't want my liver.
No. I'd like to opt out of ever inheriting any of his organs.
Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio 4 Drive. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Well, he's got a bit of paper at this stage.
I forgot.
What is it? Why have you given me that?
Oh, I just about
to the show's over.
The show's
finished. I know, but we got to do it.
Do what?
Really quickly.
What have we got to do?
I'll do it if you don't.
You're gone then.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
It's your job to do this.
Guys, this is smooth.
I'm out of time. I can't.
Someone read it, for God's sake.
Talk Radio and Maplin are getting into the festive spirit by giving away fantastic daily prizes this month, including drones and other top tech for your home. If you want to win the prize behind tomorrow's door on our magic Maplin advent calendar, register your details at talkradio.co.uk. Just listen out for the 5 golden rings of your phone on the full set breakfast tomorrow for your chance to win. And right now, when you spend £40 at Maplin, you get a free £5 off voucher or £10 off when you spend £80.
Perfect.
Please sign and return to the S&P tray.
Stop.
Time, initial and date. There you go. Done. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney's next.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.